What's poppin', everybody? That's the Drone Mike Show with your former vocal announcer, effeminate man with a cold, bringing you the show, the Drone Mike Show from the DealsInTheD.com studio.
I missed out, man.
Yeah.
We are hoping to have Alaska on. What's Alaska's last name, please?
All the children out there, cover your ears. It's Alaska Thunderfuck.
I'm a weirdo and kind of a pervert, I guess.
Is that like a legal time?
You've been thunderfucked.
I didn't know that existed.
Bob Getty as well. It's G-U-I-N-E-Y, not G-I-D-D-Y, like it sounds. And we're trying to get Kyle Bogey on to talk about his demise at 97.1. Talking to his agent, Bort Beister.
Who's his agent?
Bort Beister.
How do you spell that?
B-O-R-T-M-E-I-S-N-E-R. Bort Beister. What do you think? Silly. Anyway.
I didn't even know that existed.
Here's the host of your show. It's Drew. And Mark and Brandon, of course, thank you. Feminine Man with a Cold. Facebook Live brought to you by Death Wish Coffee. The world's strongest coffee is a serious brew that will punch you in the face with double the caffeine of your typical cup of coffee. Cold brew fans, ours packs 300 milligrams of caffeine. If you're up for it, you can get this badassery all over Metro Detroit in your favorite grocery stores. They really go for the shock marketing, too. I mean, they just pound people with it.
It works, man.
It does.
Oh.
If you want to get your ass kicked by coffee, and a lot of people do, try Death Wish Coffee. If you want to shop online, to go to deathwishcoffee.com, deathwishcoffee.com/Drew.
Did they ever cock this board?
For access to all the coffee products, including the killer merch. And while you're there, use promo code DREW15 at checkout to save 15% on your entire order. But they're Kroger, Meijer,
yep,
all those places. Death Wish Coffee, high-octane fuel to kick your ass!
Oh!
High-octane fuel for the human machine. That's the actual copy, if you were reading a copy accurately. So, Kyle Bogey picked a very poor time for his contract to end, in my opinion.
That sucks, man.
What? Now, why wouldn't you just... No, Kyle does a good job, and he's 30 years old, so he's the future, I would think, as far as 97.1. Yeah. Why wouldn't they just table it and say, you know what, this is C-19, it's crazy, we're getting rid of people, let's just float you along at your current rate and redo this in, what, 6 months?
Well, maybe they don't want to float him along at the current rate and wanted him to take a cut for a while. Who knows?
I don't know. I find that hard to believe. That would be so short-sighted. If that's what they did, then I would say that they are preparing for the end.
Yeah.
Who made these deals?
But if you're preparing for the end, why get rid of them?
They got rid of Fithian. They got rid of, we have Dan Leach's back. They got rid of Leach.
Wait, Dan Leach is off?
Isn't he? I'm wrong. I'm sorry, Dan. You know, I said don't have your back. Why did I?
I don't know, because I keep seeing that Fithian and Woolery were let go, but I never see Leach's name mentioned.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Maybe Bob Leach did, like, or maybe.
Dan.
Just did make the cut for that conversation.
I'm sorry, I've just fired Dan. I can't believe I just fired Dan Leach.
Blown out.
I missed out, man.
You know who Dan Leach's agent is?
Bort Beister?
You got it. I just wanted to hear you say that name.
Bort Beister is my favorite name.
It's a fun name to say like that.
It is. His parents were so smart.
So, I didn't even know that existed.
So, wouldn't you think that, though, that guys would be paid more in that station and they'd go, you know?
I think they would have kept that Bogey. But
I thought it'd be Wojo. Be blown out, Wojo!
Whoa. Whoa. He just fired Wojo.
I love Wojo, but I would think he would have been blown out.
Yeah.
And let the young guy come in and build the youthful audience.
Yeah.
Or Stoney. Blown out, Stoney!
Oh, man. Everyone's fired.
Karsh, blow out! Anderson, blow out! Everybody's gone but the millennial!
What a disastrous time for radio.
Karsh and Anderson, they're not that old, are they?
I don't think so, no.
They act old, but they're...
what do you mean they act old?
I don't know. They sound...
Karsh is very safe.
Yeah, he's very safe.
In the safety.
He's safety dancing.
An internet sports talk show.
He safety dances his way through the midday.
Yeah.
It's a safety net, so I don't want to hurt anybody. I just try to get you to make volunteer in the afternoon.
He likes to wear his helmet. I like Doug.
Wait, his helmet?
Yeah, yeah. He's big on always wearing a biking helmet when he cycles. I don't know.
Is it, if it's a
That's
thing,
what I meant by safe.
If it's a thing with him, I want to blow it out! He's too safe!
I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do over there, man. They're losing everybody.
It was always about to close.
I'm getting lots of comments on my Twitter where people are saying stuff like they should have fired this person or that person or Bogey sucks. It's funny how every opinion will eventually be expressed.
Sure.
If you read comments.
Yeah.
So Bob Guinea.
This is the end.
Bob Guinea from The Bachelor.
Is that how they let people go?
This is it. This is the end.
Because you can't, from
Alaska, you know it's over.
But you can't help but to smile if that's how you're going to be fired.
That's true.
Yeah.
You can't leave angry after you heard from Alaska.
This is it. This is the end.
Because you just know everything's going to be okay. After all he's been through, my God.
I've never even been up there.
Were you teasing a possibility of talking to Alaska from...
Yes.
Circus of
I've
Books.
Left him, I've left him messages, yes. Or her messages. Ooh. Is it her or him?
It's
Herwin.
I think
she's
cool
character.
Enough. He wouldn't even care.
Nah.
He's a good guy.
Yeah. He's a guy's guy.
He's a man's man all the way.
Yeah.
So anyway, Bob Guinea, it's funny. I was reading up on Bob ever since he was Bachelor Bob. He's been through the entertainment ringer. He's done so many jobs. He's on Oprah's Where Are They Now? Before his current marriage. It's like his Where Are They Now isn't even up to date.
I think they need a Where Are They Now? Where Are They Now?
I guess so.
He's probably the most popular bachelor, isn't he, of all time?
He's got to be up there. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
We always loved him.
Oh, easily the most likable.
Yeah, Mike always loved him.
Mike loved his dancing.
He did. and Fat Amy was he makes his mark wherever he goes. Fat Amy was a very popular band.
I want to know
The Stato Bashagard.
How did he name that band? Like, what's that band?
I don't know.
What's the story behind that?
Hope he doesn't get canceled.
I was going to say today you would be canceled, Bob. He would be canceled easily.
Yep.
Can't make a band name that.
Today on TMZ, I don't know why it made me laugh, and I was glad I laughed at it, but they have a video of this new party in Chicago that happened.
Yeah.
And, you know, they just had the one with 1,000 people where everyone's crammed into this room, and they have another one, and it's pretty crammed.
Yeah.
And there's a stripper who's on the floor. And by the way, is that a linoleum floor she's stripping on? It just doesn't look
so.
Like – I wouldn't want anyone's ass
No, it did not look sanitary.
No, it looked like a total drag, and people are crowded around her. Like, multiple people are slapping her ass, and they keep slapping her ass. There's dollar bills everywhere.
A ton of money, though.
I guess.
Yeah, you like your little stripper whore? You like her?
My favorite part of that story is how appalled Harvey was.
No, Harvey was so mad.
And I didn't know if it was because of social distancing or because it was a stripper.
It could have been both.
I didn't know which one it was.
But what's weird is that Gary Delabate, otherwise known as Charles, on TMZ, I was going to say he's black, but is he brown?
He's a person of color.
He's a person. Okay. It's also difficult now. I got the feeling that Charles was offended for his race.
Oh, an offended or embarrassed?
I don't know. Maybe embarrassed. Like, it was hard for him to even watch. Because they were debating, like, why black people are getting it more than anyone. Do these people not know, or do they not care, or do they not know? Do they know, or do they not know, or do they not believe that COVID-19 exists?
Oh, maybe they just don't care and they want to do what they want to do.
Neither answer sounded very good.
No.
You know, I mean.
Listen to how mad Harvey is.
COVID-19.
Welcome to TMZ.
So mad.
He doesn't like chick strippers anyway.
Oh my gosh, folks. We got it again. Another video that is just shocking. And this one involves a stripper at a house party again in Chicago. You're just not going to believe this.
Yeah, the stripper is not the problem. I mean, parties with strippers, that happens all the time. But it's the number of people here.
The stripper could be the problem. I mean, it causes people to gather.
It does.
In the middle of the quarantine.
That's a hardwood floor, Drew.
Clearly, oh, it is? Okay. No, that doesn't look. I think there's a lot of beer spilled on that floor.
Drew's looking at the flooring.
We saw that one, the party that had 1,000 people. This one doesn't have 1,000 people.
If I had a vagina, I wouldn't want it on that floor. Just saying.
I bet you there's plenty of people in that neighborhood that feel.
I missed out, man.
And get their invitation.
Yeah, he was very upset.
And is spreading it. I think there's zero.
You can't even talk. Harvey can't even talk. He's so upset.
I think there's 0% chance that.
I think 0% chance, too, because the people who are doing it are. Oh,
they think somebody has it. They know someone has it. They just announced that. Listen to Charles. Charles is really upset. He's really. I think he's so TMZ embarrassed or something.
If they're that comfortable at a party like that, where they're so close to each other and throwing money and everything, this isn't the first time they've done that. It's not going to be the last time. So these, it seems like people who are willing to go out and party and congregate are the ones who are spreading this. And it's not going to stop until that stops as well.
Well, it's not going to stop because what's going to happen is people are going to go out. And people are going to get the infections are going to spread, and we're going to end up having to all go back inside again. And if you look at history, for example, the Spanish flu.
Now, isn't the real reason this leads off this show is because
it's a good video?
Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Of course.
Pretty much.
It's a little bit over analysis. It's a bunch of people that don't give a fuck. Okay.
Did that get us kicked off Facebook Live?
You gotta fight.
Did it?
I think it did.
It did.
Yeah. Should we restart? Yeah, well, we got to restart because Bob's coming up.
Yeah, we do.
Hang on, Brandon. Let me do it.
Oh, my Lord.
Wow. I think there is as bald as Harvey is.
I was just about to yell at the audience, too. I can't yell if they're not here because there's some really ugly stuff going on. Ugly.
Where?
I don't want to talk about it. You can only talk about it once. It's so bad. I'm serious. It's just ugly, and it must be fixed.
Oh, no.
Brandon, I saw you checked out the Goonies reunion, didn't you?
I did see part of that. I was surprised to see everybody with the exception of Mama and Sloth. So it was pretty cool.
I enjoyed it. It was cool. It was like, oh, wow, it's fun to see all these people now. I mean, I know that sounds really lowest common denominator-y, but I liked it.
Up until the part where here comes...
Corey Feldman.
Here comes Feldman.
Yeah, to try and hijack it to promote his pedophilia movie.
Yeah.
I'm tired of him trying to profit off of pedo action.
Isn't he
trying to profit off of pedo action?
Sure.
He has been selling the same story for the last 15 years or so. Now, for the first 5 years, he only released a couple names. And then 5 years, he released a couple names. And then 5 years, another couple names. Well, now he's got like all seven names out. And people just didn't latch on to it because none of those were big name people. They weren't big name Hollywood agents or big name directors.
Except Charlie Sheen and Corey Haim supposedly got boo-fooed by Charlie Sheen when he was 13 between trailers.
Yeah.
And right. And then he was mean to him afterwards, which I think Corey Feldman was more upset about, was that Corey Haim was kind of digging him and Charlie just kind of blew him off.
They dumped him.
Corey Haim's mother says that's a complete lie. It never happened. And so... why doesn't Charlie Sheen, I would think he would sue the living shit out of him, except it just would keep the story in the news, and then we'd just see Sheen's wiener going into Corey Haim at age 13.
Ugh.
And somehow Corey Feldman would make more money off of pedo action.
I feel like you guys missed out on the big thing. It's that Corey is not even in the country. It's that bad right now.
Oh, that's right.
He said he is quarantining outside of the country ever since he released his documentary that he's worked 3 years on.
Are we live on Facebook again?
We are back.
Okay. But the problem is, here he finally releases it. He has that big premiere where he has technical difficulties and asks the audience, hey, should we even play it? And then the coronavirus happens and it just gets wiped out of the way. Nah. So Goonies reunion was an attempt for him to try to light the fire under this documentary again.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he's trying to profit off pedo action again. I mean, he can't stop trying to make money off pedo action. He does it again in the Goonies reunion. I've had it with Corey Feldman.
Well, he learned from the best, you know, profiting off of pedo action like Jackson.
Yeah, true. Well, Jackson, yeah. Jackson.
How great. It was
groomed the world. The reason
cheerleader still looks good, too.
We got kicked off Facebook and we got back on, and I wanted to save this for the Facebook crowd because it's so upsetting. We got two crummy reviews. Here we are.
What?
Here we are going out of our way to keep this thing rolling during COVID-19. And what happens? People put up shitty reviews.
Let's hear them.
Two stars, two two-star reviews. Okay. Had to take a break. Had to take a break and unsubscribe. During the COVID crisis, it's become obvious that Drew is not enjoying doing the show. He keeps asking how much time is left, which shows he's just trying to kill time. I have great respect for him and what he's accomplished, but the quality of the show has... Read full review. Let me push that button, please. Read full review. You're sick about the quality of the show suffered, and maybe you should take a break.
Oh man. Wow.
I'm glad he has respect for me, but...
I guess I was wrong. I mean, it was a simple mistake, and I'm really sorry.
Was it that serious that he had to review it?
Apparently.
Okay.
Hey, look at the Zoom, Drew. Your Zoom screen. The Drew doesn't know what screen to look at. There's so many screens.
Oh, Bob!
Who's that?
There he is.
It's like, which guy's new?
Holy smokes. That was wild. Hey, Bob.
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm reading a bad review of the show, unfortunately. I'm embarrassed that you're here now.
Yeah. You want to hear another one?
I don't hear bad reviews. I don't hear them.
Here's another one. Enough with Mr. Methane. I know it's an old bit that worked in 1998. Chill out. It's getting old. Don't wonder everyone is bailing on the show.
Everyone.
Oh, everyone's bailing on the show? Really? What do you mean, no wonder? Wait, is there something out there? Everyone's bailing on the Drew and Mike show? Is that a thing online?
I don't know.
Let me Google it.
Bailing on the Drew and Mike show.
Everyone's bailing on the Drew and Mike show. Hey, Bob. Bob, you're back in Michigan, right?
Yes. Yeah, man. I moved home. I got a chance to get home, and I took it, and here I am.
What are you doing?
Same thing I was doing out in Seattle and L.A. and New York. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. Just keeping my head above water as best I can.
Do you ever think, you know, if I hadn't done The Bachelor, I wouldn't have gone through that whole... I mean, it's like you went through a washing machine of the entertainment world.
I know.
And now you've been...
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. You guys know the story, but I would have never signed up for something like that in the first place. I'm so glad that I ended up doing it. You know what I mean? Because if I wouldn't have done it, it would have been one of those things the last 15 years of my life. I don't know what the hell I would have been doing.
I know. Isn't that weird? And you got a 2-year-old now?
No, he's 16 months.
Okay, 16 months.
So almost two. Yeah. What is 24 months is two. So he's more than halfway there. He's good.
And of course, Bob's wife is beautiful. We knew that would be. I didn't have to look at the picture. I did, but I didn't have to know that your wife would be hot.
Yeah, she's cool too. She's tough, man. She loves Michigan. So, you know, she's an LA girl, and I was like, look, I want to move home, and I've been trying to do it for years. But then having our baby, you know, he went in the hospital, like literally, he was a month old, and he was in the hospital for almost 10 days with this thing on his lungs, and it was brutal.
Ooh.
And I'm like, what are we doing living here? You know, like your family's in LA, my family's in Michigan. Why are we in Seattle? I mean, we loved it though. And we loved being in the area and stuff, and it was an awesome place to live, but she was cool with coming home to Michigan. So here we are.
Why were you in Seattle? Like what got you there?
Hey, hold on guys. We got to ask a special guest that just walked
All right.
Here you go, buddy.
We love babies.
All right. This is Grayson.
Hi, Grayson.
Wow. Look at that hair.
Wow.
Great. Little gray guinea right here, guys. This is the man.
Is there a Grayson in the family?
No, you know, it's Grayson Robert Guinea. I haven't played sports in college and stuff, and they would always murder my name. They'd be like, you know, Bob Guiney, Bob Quincy. I thought, what if we gave him a cool first name? Like, Gray Guinea sounds cool to me. But, you know, my grandfather was Robert. My great-grandfather was James Robert. My grandfather was Robert. My dad is Robert. I'm Robert. My wife's grandpa was Robert. So Robert is his middle name.
You know, I forget about you playing sports. You played quarterback, didn't you?
Well, I mean, use the term loosely. I was on the team. I held a clipboard a lot. You know, I knew what the other teams played is better than I knew Michigan State's. But yeah, I was a backup quarterback for the Spartans.
So were you number two on the depth chart?
You know, no, I was probably not.
who was number one and two then?
Like, Dan Enos, my freshman year.
Oh wow, he's moved on to some bigger things.
Yeah, and then Jim Miller. Jim Miller and I came in together as freshmen. I walked on. The scholarship offers I got were like Miami of Ohio, Toledo.
Really?
And my uncle played at Michigan State when they were, you know, national champions and stuff way back in the day. And I grew up going to every Michigan State game. And he got really sick in my senior year in high school. He ended up dying right after, you know, I went off to college, or a couple years later, I should say. And so I decided, well, if I'm going to play football in college, I'm going to play where I want to play. And So I wanted to play at Michigan State and ended up walking on, and then made the travel team my sophomore year. And, you know, they helped out a little with school, which was nice, and books and things like that. But
sweet.
Yeah, I mean, I knew if we were going up against Notre Dame, for example, like one of my favorite memories was taking the field against Notre Dame. And, you know, I'm a freshman. I'm like running out. I'm like, oh my God, you know, you touched on Jesus. And I, if something would have happened and I would have had to go in the game, I could have run Notre Dame's offense. Could not have run Michigan State's very well. In fact, in the green and white game, I knew two plays and that was it. So.
What was the best Michigan State Notre Dame game in your 4 years?
Definitely my freshman year when we beat them. That was pretty awesome.
At Notre Dame.
Yeah. We ended up being Big Ten champs that year. You know, that was 1990. So that was,
that was a
good year. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, my favorite memories, though, were actually playing Michigan, because I don't hate University of Michigan like some people that go to Michigan State. You know, Lloyd Carr was my uncle's best friend and my family friend growing up. So, you know, I loved actually getting to play Michigan and seeing, you know, I would call him Uncle Lloyd back then. But it's like, you know, I mean, seeing him on the field, and a girl I dated in high school was a cheerleader at Michigan. So we'd take pictures at the 50-yard line in both of our uniforms. It was pretty fun.
Wow. Bob is such a man for all seasons. He's a rocker. He's a jock. He's an entertainment personality. Bob, what do you, you're a finance guy. You do it all.
Yeah. I think they call it jack of all trades, master of none. That's pretty much it.
Right? I can relate to that. It seems like, because we were kicking around podcasting, like, Bob Guinea should have a podcast. You know, we've got these Michigan shows. It makes a lot of sense. But I don't know what you would do a podcast on, because you like so many things.
I know. You know, I did a show on Sirius XM for a long time, Playboy Radio, which was really fun. Oh. And it was called Happy Hour. And it was like this, like 4 o'clock drive time type show. And all we did was talk about parties and, you know, drinks and, you know, three things I really enjoyed. And so, yeah, we talked about that kind of stuff. But, yeah, it was fun. You know, I just, that's the thing. I think I told you, they talked to me a couple times about doing different types of podcasts for, like, in the whole Bachelor world. And I'm like, man, I don't really watch the show that much, so it would be hard for, I don't want to have to watch it.
Yeah.
But that's all I'm going to talk about.
I think you could do better things anyway. I mean, because I forgot about sports, because we were talking about maybe.
Yeah.
We have the whole show program.
Yeah.
Bob. Yeah. We know what you mean.
It's basically plug and play.
Leave it to the experts, because I wouldn't come up with anything good. So thank you.
We're thinking about a co-host and stuff.
Are you still playing music? Are you still in a band or?
Yeah. So still do the Band from TV stuff, which, you know, was, I think we talked about before. Which
is how
guys
is House still TV in it?
Still doing it. Still. We actually have a show coming up in September. If it, happens really? In Hawaii, which will be awesome, because we do a bunch of the corporate stuff, you know.
Who's in the band now? Because wasn't Hugh Laurie House, wasn't he a member at one time?
Yeah, House was always in it, but he, you know, he went off and did a solo album, like the Solo Blues album.
What?
And that's when we lost him. You know, I think he had a lot of record label influence behind him, and they were kind of like, you know, don't mess with these hacks anymore. So that was...
Are you saying that he thought he was bigger than the band and he could go solo, and he was right?
Yeah, I think he was right. Yeah. So, you know, he was definitely, I mean, he is honestly, like, you know, I've gotten lucky and had some great musicians I got to play with in my life. And this, you know, I even told, like Andy Padlin, I would talk about it when Sponge would be out in LA, and I'd be like, man, you guys got to see this dude. He plays every instrument well. Like, he was a jazz piano player, and he was a, you know, he'd pick up a mandolin, he'd pick up a, and I mean, Jesse Spencer, who was still in Band from TV, but he was on House at the time, and now he's on Chicago Fire. Same thing. Like, he picks up every instrument, and he's really good at it, you know?
What about Fat Amy?
Fat Amy's still kicking. Yeah, you know, we got renamed the Bob Guinea Band after the Bachelor stuff. That was not my choice, by the way. I got outvoted.
It helps with bookings.
It became one of those things that, you know, and we loved it. I mean, every time it became difficult because our drummer ended up moving out to New York. So we ended up picking up another drummer who was awesome. And so we had this great band with, you know, Dave Coughlin was on the drums with us. And, you know, TK, Tim Kukowski was our tour manager. Yeah. So, and he would fill in on bass whenever Mac Jackson couldn't make a gig.
Tim can play.
Joel Ferguson. So I love the band. I love the guys. But it became increasingly difficult while I was living in L.A. to rehearse and write new stuff. But we actually put together an album full of stuff that we still haven't released. And you know, Joel Ferguson's busy with Verve Pipe guys. Andy, of course, is busy with the Sponge guys, but whenever we could get everybody together, we would. And Pico, Jeff is now with Small Brown Bike and different bands of that nature. He plays without, and, out in New York, and he's like the premier indie rock drummer, man. He's a beast.
I just love both those bands, Vervepipe and Sponge. I love those bands.
I do too.
I don't feel like
they're very different bands too. So it's like, yeah, there's never a line in the sand for me. I love them both, and I love playing with both of them too, because, you know, they're the type of band that when you open for those guys, you know, you just feel like, wow, man, this is a group of people I would not have gotten to play for without them. And, you know, and I just have always been really appreciative of the opportunities they gave us.
I feel a sweet bill coming on here. I went on Google Play and I plugged in Bob Guinea, and there it is, Bob Guinea artist. And the first song, I guess the most streamed song is the first song, right, Mark?
Usually, yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that the way it works?
Girlfriend?
Yeah, Girlfriend.
Yeah. And yeah, that song, that was always, that's the song we, you know, when we, right after the Bastard stuff, when we went back on the road, that was the one that everyone was playing.
And did it get much airplay?
Yeah, it was like a Billboard, it was like a top 15 song for a little while.
What? Oh my God, is that cool? How intense was that?
Oh, it was really cool. But you know what sucks is you look back on it and you realize the only reason they were adding the song was because of the Bastard stuff. And the second we would play their show, they'd drop it. So it's like,
fuckers.
You know, that really sucked. We realized we were getting played, but we didn't care because it was like, hey man, you know, we're getting the chance to play these cool shows.
You're just hoping the song, the song will really catch on, and then they don't have any choice.
Yeah.
Let's listen to a little bit of the Bob Guinea Band.
I'll make a phone call or two. Could I get some conversation, please? Just send someone to see about a few things I need. Do you think you could bring me my girlfriend a bottle of wine? Bring me her future, just make sure it's mine. Will you open the window, but
that is that is one sexy album cover too.
Where? Let me see.
Yeah, thanks, brother. Yeah, this is the it's the bane of my existence to this day. They made a locker room poster out of it. If you pull the album cover out, you open it. Talk about misreading my demographic. I was, you know, I was not going to be in high school and college girls' lockers. I was going to be in, like, moms of high school and college girls' lockers.
It seems like, you know, I listened to three or four songs when I was upstairs. It sounds power poppy to me, and I love power pop.
Yeah, it was. It was, you know, and I'll be honest, it was a little lighter than what we probably would have wanted to do. We were more of a rock band. And okay. So when we started touring, we just made it more rock, you know. But it was still, you know, it was one of those albums that it was like it needed the Rick Springfield, not that it would ever be in near that level of talent, but the Rick Springfield brown bag approach, if it were really going to get added based on its merit, you know.
What are you listening to during the COVID-19 stuck at home? I know I listen to a lot of music, and it really keeps me going sometimes. Anything you're enjoying at home right now?
I am, man. I mean, I got to be honest. I've been listening to way more country than I should probably admit, and I really love it. Like, I got a chance years ago to host a CMA music festival down in Nashville, and I got to do it like 3 or 4 years in a row. And it was a lot of fun. And I wasn't even listening to country music at that time. And then, you know, years later, all the people that I met during that whole thing are just so nice. And I'd meet them along the way at different events, and they'd be so cool. And so, yeah, I listened to a lot of that. I'd say I listened to probably, you know, we were part of that whole Aware Records thing way back in the day, which Greg Latterman started, and it was kind of a thing that really put some people on the map, like everyone from like Vertical Horizon to, you know, I mean, even Hootie and the Blowfish for that matter, Dave Matthews Band, bands like that. And they were all featured on these different compilation albums. And I still find myself, I'm still caught in the 90s, man. I listen to a lot of 90s rock, early 2000 rock, pop, you know, but I'm like you, I listen to everything.
Yeah, I like 90s rock a lot. I have to admit, there's a lot of bands I like from that period. And I was trying to figure out the other day when I was watching, who did the Nirvana thing?
Post Malone. Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah, it was good. And
I didn't see that. I want to see that.
Yeah, you like it. You like Nirvana.
Really good, yeah.
You like it. But I was trying to decide, okay, who is like the Beatles of the 90s or the Stones of the 90s, whatever you pick? Nirvana is it Pearl Jam?
Pearl Jam.
But Nirvana, still alive. By dying, didn't Cobain make them bigger? And plus, Dave Grohl's in the band.
Yeah. Yeah, but that band was Kurt.
Yeah.
It was. Definitely. I mean, we didn't even know how amazing Dave Grohl was until Kurt Cobain died. You know what I mean? And then all of a sudden Dave Grohl's on the scene and you're like, what? He thinks he can sing? And then it blows you away how talented he is.
Yeah. Isn't that, I mean, that is the most phenomenal story. Honestly, he didn't do one song in that band, did he? Or one song, a B-side maybe?
He wrote one song. I think it only got, it was only released on a B-side and then eventually the box set. And the name's escaping me now, too. Marigold, I think is what it's called, is the only one he wrote while he was there. But he was constantly writing the first Foo Fighters album. But then after Kurt died, he didn't want to put it out with his name on it. Hence, that's why he put Foo Fighters on it. So no one knew it was him. But that whole album is all him, which is incredible.
All him. Every instrument, right?
Yeah. I mean, he's so damn
amazing.
He's a beast.
So, yeah. Bob, you obviously got to meet some people in music that must have just blown your mind. Who did you get to know besides our Spongy guys and our Verve Pipers in Michigan?
You know, so with Band from TV, I got the chance to play with a lot of, like, we got to open for Pink and, you know, all these different people. And I got to be honest, the one that I almost hate to admit how cool he was at the time.
Richard Marx.
Because now he's just Kanye West, man.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
He was so cool. And we meet him and he's backstage. He's super nice. He comes out, he just crushes it. You know, he does a great job. And he was kind of doing something a little different at the time, which I thought was pretty cool. And now he's just bonkers, man. Now it's like, I can't even hear him talk.
I was going to ask you, which version of Kanye West is this? Is this when he's producing Jay-Z? Is this College Dropout or is this?
This is College Dropout. Okay. This is right. His album just came out. And we were playing like a Golden Globe party. And so we would get hired to do these really cool parties. And, you know, they'd have a huge name act. And then, but they were smart enough to know that people aren't going to stay all night. So give the huge name act the main time and then let us close the night. So we would basically say, Pink opened for us last night. He played to 5,000 people. We played to 40 people in our dates, you know, but it was still fun.
Well, for all of Kanye's craziness, I have to admit, I'm fascinated by him because every now and then he says something really interesting to me. I mean, a lot of crazy shit, but some really interesting out of the box kind of thinking. And I love the song Gold Digger. And today I was reading that he hates that song now. And I was like,
it's too commercial for him, probably, right?
I think he's trying to be too cool.
It's too popular.
I do too. That really pisses me off when that happens. Like, you know, like Girlfriend for me, we got to the point where we hated playing it because we would play it. We'd pull into a town, we'd play the morning show, we'd play the lunch show, we'd play the happy hour show. Then we'd go and we'd play, you know, that night. We'd play that thing four or five times a day. But, you know, I loved that song, and that song gave us an opportunity to play for people we never played for before. So why would I be pissed to play it?
Yeah, it's a great song. Look it up online. Girlfriend, Bob Guinea Band, I'm sure. What do you get per stream? A half a cent?
Yeah. Actually, I have no idea. I'm sure, you know, it's not like we're getting mailbox money. And that, to be honest, that song was actually written by a band called July for Kings out of Cleveland.
Hmm. Oh.
And we took it and kind of put a little different spin on it, added a bridge to it, and did some different things with it. But it's a badass song. And,
it is.
You know, we took it and just kind of made it our own. Yeah.
Did you get any writing credit for it?
Yeah, you know, because of the fact of where we were at the time, I guess, and then
you flexed
the fact
your muscles?
That we added a bridge. Yeah. I got the Britney Spears treatment.
I know. I've heard a lot of stories like that. Like, I think it was a Madonna song. Somebody said, I wrote like 90% of the song, and I'm the fifth guy on it. Ugly world.
All right, I'm going to be that common person that asks, when was the last time you talked to Estella? Was that her name?
Estella.
Yeah, no, that's it's funny that you say that, man. I literally texted with her. She's super nice, man. She reaches out to my mom every now and then, and, you know, stays in touch kind of that way. But it was probably about a year ago or almost 2 years ago now, I guess. She was doing something and she reached out to me online and I responded. Kelly Jo, who was like the number two girl person on my show, who she and I actually still keep in touch quite a bit.
Oh, wow.
And
I bet your wife loves that.
Checking in. What's that?
I bet your wife loves that.
Oh, well, you know, it's funny. My wife was doing some stuff with a company she worked for in Vegas and she had all these connections and Kelly Jo reached out to me. She was like, I'm going out there for a bachelorette party. Can you help me out? I'm like, yeah, of course. So I reach out to my now wife, who's my girlfriend at the time. I'm like, hey, this friend of mine is coming to town. And my wife's like, okay, yeah, we'll hook him up. You know, totally hooks him up. And then later I'm like, yeah, she was the girl. You know, she's the second choice.
Oh, you shouldn't have told her.
I know. I messed up on that one. That was a mistake.
Wait, when you met your current wife, did she know that you were Bachelor Bob? Or did that take is that what broke the ice?
She knew from friends telling her, but she never watched the show because she's quite a bit younger than me. So like, she's like, whatever, dude. I wasn't even born yet. My friends, you know. But her mom was a fan.
Did she end up watching the show?
No, because it's you know, it's tough to find VHS recorders these days.
I don't think I'd want, if my girl was on that, I don't think I'd want to watch it anyway.
No, no.
But
my brother-in-law JD and my sister, they rescued their TiVo from like way back in the day, a format that doesn't even exist today, you know, and they worked it out and plugged it in, and my wife got to watch this one part of one of the dates, and she was like, yeah, this isn't as fun as I thought it was going to be. Really show you off.
That would be so weird.
She's a good sport to watch any of it.
Yeah, no kidding.
Quite a bit younger. How strange that is, Bob. How much younger is she?
She's, 13 years younger.
That's okay.
That's good. It's still not, you know, it's not illegal.
Yeah,
depending on when we met. I mean, it
would. Wait. How old were you when you did The Bachelor?
I was 32.
So she was legal. She was legal when he was on The Bachelor.
Yeah, so that's not that weird.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I mean, you know, when I was in LA, I would have dated her.
Sounds great to me. Hey, Bob, it's great to talk to you, and we'll hook up again. We'll talk about a podcast. I mean, now's not a great time to do it, but it's, I think it's a cool idea.
Yeah, if you're up for it.
Sure.
I'd love to talk to you guys about it. You know, like I said, man, it's something that I've thought about, but I've never knew how to do, and frankly, I've never been in the right company to actually want to try and go ahead and do it. With you guys, I would love to do something like that. It'd be fun.
Instead of, you know, somebody saying, we're going to do a show called Happy Hour, you know, which it sounds... I mean, I know you sound like you really like doing it, but it's just, you could do what you want
you
to
be
do.
Bob.
Yeah.
You could
I like doing that because it was Playboy Radio and we would go to the mansion a bunch and have Playmates on all the time. So it was very self-serving.
You know, we've always heard that mansion was kind of a dump at the end. Was it a dump?
Total shithole. Yeah, like you would go, I mean, it was awesome, but if you went inside of it, it was, the outside grounds were amazing. You know, like the grotto was pretty cool. They had this great bar set up. I mean, it was an awesome place for parties. But when you were inside of it, like it was like kind of being at your grandma's house when they put an extension on an extension.
Yeah.
You walk into one room and the floors were squeaky and you're like, whoa. And then you know, and you weren't allowed. Like, I mean, here I was working for them and I wasn't allowed to talk to the Playmates at like a brunch because all of his old buddies were there talking to him. So
gross.
It was, you know, it was weird.
Who were his old buddies at that time?
Man, I mean, you know, I can't think of any of the famous faces. That, I mean, they would show up at the parties, but at, like the brunches, it was always like his brother-in-law and, you know, cousins and a couple of like old friends. And I mean, they were really nice guys, but it was like, don't be some young guy coming in trying to compete.
Were you there? Were you there when there was party with other celebrities?
Yeah. Okay. I went to a bunch of those, like so, Midsummer Night's Dream. And
let me guess.
The parties.
David Spade was there. Right? Did you see Spade?
Oh, yeah, dude. David Spade was at all of them.
Bill Maher? Was Bill Maher there? I would think Bill.
I saw Bill Maher at most. Sure.
That's kind of a fun game. I'm just trying to think of who else would have been at the Playboy Mansion.
Tons of pro athletes, tons of rappers, tons of musicians.
Andy Dick? Was Andy Dick there?
I saw Andy Dick at a few things, but when I was kind of there more often, he was sort of like trying to be sober, you know, because he was
good for
he
Andy.
Kind of ran into some rough spots. And so I don't think he was putting himself out there as much.
Did we get kicked off Facebook again? No, we didn't. We're still here.
I think we are off Facebook, aren't we? I don't even know anymore. I think, but you know what,
Bob's
I think.
Oh, so now we can talk freely.
I think Bob's song got us kicked off Facebook, so somebody's counting those cents.
Oh, really? Hey, that's good for Bob.
Yeah, it is. Someone's making sure about the copyright.
Hey, Bob, it's great talking to you, man. We'll talk more about the podcast. We'll hopefully one of these days we can go have a beer or something.
Yeah,
I would love it, man. If ever we're allowed to leave our homes again, I'd love to see you guys.
We're doing it. All right, Bob.
We'll
thank you so
touch.
Much.
Thanks.
Great talking
Thanks,
to
guys.
You.
We'll be in
Take
touch.
Care.
We'll see you, Bob. Bob Guinea.
Oh, man.
Great to talk to Bob. God, there's so much we could squeeze out of Bob.
He nailed it, though, man. Doing that show, The Bachelor. And he's done a lot of what we would think is, like, silly things. But he doesn't mind doing them because look at all the opportunities.
No,
it's great.
He was so, like, I was thinking, like, for the name of his podcast, Everybody Likes Bob. Because everybody likes Bob.
Yeah.
It's like a real thing, except it sounds terribly hokey. He probably wouldn't like it.
Don't call it, what about Bob?
What about Bob? What about Bob Guinea? That's so stupid. It's funny, actually. Bob Guinea.
That's a great name.
Have you seen have you seen any of Andy Dick's social media lately?
No, I haven't.
Have you, Brandon? Pull up his Instagram. He's dressed like Joe Exotic. I don't know if he's doing a parody or what exactly he's doing, but he looks just like him. There's the picture. There's a whole bunch of pictures there if you click on it.
Holy crap.
And it says it's at the Exotic Animal Memorial Park, but doesn't he look just like Joe?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. Oh, man.
And that guy looks like his boyfriend, whoever that is. So I don't know what Andy's working on.
I saw a picture of Andy Dick dressed up as Tom Green and Tom Green dressed up as Andy. And it was amazing. Yeah. It was fantastic.
Yeah, I think he mentioned that when we talked to him the one time because they're spitting images. Go one more. This one, I think there's one more picture, too.
Oh, man, he's so funny.
Wow.
Did you see the Joe Exotic news today?
What's the... Oh, yes, I did. I was going to read that
okay.
at some point.
We can't wait.
Good Lord.
I knew there were rumors of a...
Is that Joe Exotic? That's yeah. Joe Exotic?
There were rumors of a sex tape.
The...
What? Huh?
What's going on?
The funny thing I was reading about Cameo is, you know, a lot of these people have come to get loads and loads of cameos, like Andy was.
Yeah.
And apparently, cameo business is down.
Really?
Yeah.
Because of the economy?
Well, I mean, just look how many people are unemployed. Look how many people are worried about being unemployed. You know, it's that's the horrific thing about when, you know, for whatever reason, when everything comes to a stop, I think people go, oh, I got to hang on to what I got. I got to be more careful because people aren't careful when things are good.
Well, it was always about to close.
Yeah, I want to get a cameo as a joke, you know, and then you don't think twice about it. And so anyway, I'm in Cameo today after I read the story and I'm looking at cameos of stupid people. And I run into Stuttering John.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I hear a lot of Stuttering John's podcast on Who Are These Podcasts? And he is, it's just the strangest thing. He always has to tell his guest how important he is.
Yeah.
Like, I did this, I did that, you know. And he seems to always be battling the idea that he's not bigger than, or that he's not as big as he thinks he is.
Wait a second. Brandon just pulled it up, and I noticed that there's one by Seamus for Carl.
So apparently John doesn't know where it's from.
Yeah.
Or John needs a $75.
Do you want to play it?
Yeah, sure. Because Seamus gets ripped by Carl all the time.
How you doing? It's Stuttering John Melendez. Seamus asked me to do this for you, so I'm going to do it. Do the freaking podcast. Do it with Seamus, Carl. Don't be afraid. Now,
is he going to plug his own podcast?
I have a podcast, world famous. Of course, you heard about my president.
I had no idea.
My prank call
of
the president.
Of course he did.
That was all on my podcast.
This call of the president.
I know you want to do a good podcast about pop music.
Wait, he's paying for
and
a
you're
plug?
You're deciding between Band Practice Pod or Kuzaroo Cast. Here's my suggestion. Popcast. Popcast.
Good
if I was doing it, would be Popcast. That's what I suggest. Popcast.
Oh, John.
Yeah, we got it.
Anyway, you guys have a great time. I know you're in Gary, Indiana. If I'm ever there, come see me do stand-up. You should read my book.
What I tell you?
You should read my book.
Number one best-selling book in general broadcasting. Easy for you to say.
You're talking to one person, John.
I wish you all the luck in the world. Seamus, Carl. See you later, cuz. All right. This is Stuttering John saying,
The cameo is for one person.
I love that he's
wearing
his
photo. I've seen this one. We watched this last time.
Oh, we did? I didn't remember that.
Yeah, I don't know if we pieced together that Carl was actually Carl from Who Are These Podcasts, but it appears that was definitely Seamus to Carl from Who Are These Podcasts.
I watched a Stuttering John cameo today where, first of all, he plugs shit. Mm-hmm. Which is incredible. You're talking to one person. And then he tells the guy, he's going there, I got a show in Fort Lauderdale on this date. I got a show. He plugs like three stand-up shows and says, you can get in plus one in any of those shows. And the guy's like nowhere near there.
So he has to travel to go see him. But hey, he's got a free ticket for a friend.
So this is the funniest thing. As I'm watching the Stuttering John cameo, I realize I think he might be separated at birth with Jonah Falcon, maybe?
Oh, his looks?
Yeah.
Well, that second one he does. Well, no.
He makes some
that
weird...
first one, the very first one there where he's a little blurry, looks a lot like Jonah Falcon.
I think it's resemblance. I don't know.
Wow.
He's kind of pumped about it.
Well, definitely not. His dick's definitely not separate at birth.
No. Although I think he actually talks about his dick.
Look like... Who, John does?
John is... Well, I've heard someone, who are these podcasts, where he's talking about banging chicks.
What is wrong with this dude?
I think he's one of those people that wasn't supposed to be this famous.
Why does he have the ego the size of Howard?
Well, he got big, you know, with Howard Stern, and then he got a huge payday with Jay Leno, and Leno stole him.
The Tonight Show was a joke. There's no way he should have had that job. And then he made a movie.
But he did that. He did that announcing gig for the Tonight Show for a long
10 years.
So where's all his money?
I think he got divorced.
Oh,
yeah. In fact, he was.
Couldn't imagine why.
He was plugging his cameo on Twitter, and somebody underneath said, "Sorry, John, but times are tough. Can't help you with your low funds right now."
Oh man! Ouch.
Which why? I mean, and why else would he be on Cameo? His funds are low.
Yeah.
I mean, I almost can't really fault him for that. Times are tough.
Hey, Joe, how are you? Stuttering John Melendez here. Just wanted to cheer you up. I know you've been kind of stressing out. You've been stressing out about this coronavirus, but.
What's he going to plug?
I know you can't get a haircut, but look at me.
This podcast.
Look at this thing. It's awful. And I can't even use my professional hair glaze, which is the less effeminate.
He resembles Falcon.
He does. In this one, he really looks like him.
I can do it myself with Clairol. Looks like I freaking painted my head brown. Anyway,
hey,
I know you're a Raiders fan. That should be interesting. I hear they're going to change their freaking logo on their helmets to a freaking stripper on a pole. But
wow.
They should start, I mean, they should start playing this year if this thing goes away. So, you know, you'll be watching the Raiders lose in Las Vegas. It should be fun. I know that you love Stern and you listen to him.
Uh-oh.
You know, which is cool, I'll tell you. It's 90 freaking degrees out in L.A.
What?
I'm That's sweating more segue. Than Donald yeah, Trump at a Mexican Day Parade.
He lived in L.A., so he knows all that.
I know. You like the dotard. I don't understand that, bro. He mishandled this virus. Come on, you know he did. And now he's bragging about his ratings. Holy Wait. Crap. How small is this man's penis?
You gotta follow the bouncing
anyway,
ball.
I'm gonna give you a little,
did he say,
little cheering up.
The guy likes Trump that he's talking to?
Yeah.
From the trumpet sound effect that I did on the Stern Show. Here's the trumpet. That's right. Fred the Martian still plays that. But listen, you know, if I ever get to see you, I know
it's
this is
so good.
Like
they
Thomas
still play
Steve,
it.
And that was really nice of them. They're your buddies.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, they do still play that drop.
Oh, my God. Wow. Oh, boy.
I start feeling bad for him, like awkwardly bad. And then until he plugs something and his ego gets in the way.
It really is. It's terribly awkward. I just can't stop listening, though, when I get into it. I don't know why. By the way, the Hall Financial Hotline was opened earlier for Bob Guinea, just in case people missed that part of the show. And Hall Financial is refining people. Man, are they refining people. They're busy as hell. I mean, they're crazy busy because they're saving people money because people are thinking about money now, and rightfully so. I mean, there's some unemployment. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on. So it's not a bad time to talk to David Hall and his folks over there about refinancing, saving money. You might be able to skip a couple payments. That's a nice incentive, too. But why not see if you can save money or cut your term? Or if you need liquidity, maybe you want to take some money out of your house, which, you know, hate to do that. But if you have to, you have to. Hall Financial Services is the fastest in the business. That's why they have 1,500 five-star reviews from Michigan homeowners. So go on the webpage. Click on the logo to get started. Go to 248-308-5000. There's an online form to fill out, too. Or you can go to davidhallmortgage.com/Drew and Mike. Hall Financial, lower payments, better options, more personal attention. They're an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1467435.
It shows what money can do, right?
How are we doing on Facebook Live today? Was anybody watching?
I don't know. It was a mess because we got kicked off.
I already had messages saying, it was only on for 2 minutes.
I missed out, man.
It was really only 2 minutes? I think it was longer than that.
I don't know.
Oh, it was three minutes and 22 seconds. I just saw. Well. Okay. Isn't
that long? Hey, Zeus, if you're here, can you get him off the timeline? Thanks. I just don't want him on
I didn't
the
even know that existed.
I don't want him on the timeline. If they're only 2 minutes or 3 minutes, I don't want him on there.
Let's see. We're kind of behind here, too. So we should announce that the Zot dealerships, Zot Chrysler Jeep, Zot Dodge Ram, Zot Ford, and Zot Toyota can once again help you purchase a new and pre-loved vehicle And, of course, they're working within the available current orders, mm-hmm. which she wants a 28-day extension.
She's not going to get it. I don't think she's going to get it.
Yeah, Republicans don't. You know, and I thought about that for a second, and I was like, oh, I see. Because she said, I think it should go longer, though. It's like, well, if you think it should go longer, then why don't you ask for what you I didn't understand why she said that.
Well, probably because she's been shut. She was shot down once before when she wanted to make it 70 days.
Well, this way, if she's overshot,
yeah.
and there's a wave, then she can say, I wanted to make it longer.
Yeah, you're right.
So that's really easy to do. And then, you know, wait until the blaming starts with the budget cuts. Did you see they cut the Veterans Administration in Michigan today? There were some cuts. Yeah.
Really? Oh, yeah. God. You know, Georgia, I thought this was interesting. Georgia reopened pretty much.
Yeah.
A lot of the restaurants chose not to reopen.
Yeah, I saw that.
And that's got to be because of the unemployment, like why bring them back kind of thing, maybe.
I don't know how many people we get, honestly.
To work right now.
Like the people, we've had trouble keeping people, not because we don't have lots of hours to give them, and actually they're being paid well.
Yeah.
It's that they're making $962 for being at home and taking no risks. So why wouldn't you do that? I can't say I blame people.
This is it. We're closing the doors this week.
And a lot of people go, these fucking people don't work. If you're making more money.
I don't blame them. Why would you?
I can't say I blame them at all.
Yeah.
I don't think these are the kind of people who are always looking to scam the system.
No, the system's letting them do it. I don't blame them.
So go to DealsNadee.com for your new car from Zot Automotive, Chrysler Jeep, Dodge Ram. Zot Ford, Zot Toyota, any of them, and they will safely deliver you a car, social distancing, disinfecting, all that business. And the Zot dealership parts, service, and body shops are open. And they've got full valet pickup delivery service in a time that not all dealerships are open. Please take advantage of Zot's sales and service departments, as well as free and safe pickup and delivery. From our friends at Zot Automotive and DealsInTheD.com. And one more note. There was more on the Kristen Cavallari divorce today.
Oh, yeah.
Jay Cutler, apparently, the reason she said marital misconduct,
mm-hmm.
it's just some generic term. It doesn't really mean anything. Oh, but
when you file?
Yeah.
Kind of like irreconcilable right. differences?
And actually, he filed against her.
Oh.
And she filed back, I guess, and that's where that came from. But he said that he is the primary caretaker. He said he's the primary caretaker.
Really?
Yes. And that enraged her. That's interesting. So she filed back and said, I'm the primary caretaker, and I want primary custody. He wants equal custody.
Well, at least it's not going to be a messy divorce.
Oh, no, not at all.
I want you two to kiss each other.
I guarantee you she will want every fucking cent she can get.
My ex-wife is destroying my name.
What a mess.
I don't think he made any... this was a very general filing. Hers is very specific, though. He pays child support, he pays health insurance, and he buys health life insurance with me as a beneficiary. Mm. So that's a good way to lead into the Adam copy. If you're a man facing divorce, you might need Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men. With Adam, you can get divorced. And, you know, a lot of guys are worried, am I going to lose my house? Am I going to get equal custody of my kids?
Am I going to be like John Melendez being a cameo?
That's what Adam will help you avoid. And during the pandemic, Adam is offering a 10% discount to healthcare workers because they know that men on the front line, they get divorced too. Call Adam at 248-356-2326, 248-356-ADAM. And, you know, interesting, I haven't heard much about divorce, domestic violence, or depression for that matter. In fact, you know, they made a big deal out of a story today, and it's a sad story about a doctor who's on the front lines who killed herself.
Yeah, in New York City, yeah.
She got... coronavirus. She recovered. She went back to work, and she said she was so upset because she couldn't stand taking all these patients out of ambulances, and they died before she could even help them.
Yeah,
which I mean,
it seems weird.
It seemed like she was probably a very depressed person, or possibly this event made her that depressed. I don't know.
Saying no history of mental illness.
I'm surprised at how little conversation there is about depression right now. I would think they're, because I'll call myself depressed. I mean, it's Groundhog's Day. I don't like it. I'm getting no closer to banging Andy McDowell, so there's nothing in it for me. I'm not enjoying it at all. I'm pissed. I'm depressed. Well, I don't like it.
No one's enjoying it.
No, I know, but usually, you know, when times are great, even when it's Christmas and the best year ever, they go, oh, remember all the depressed old people and looking on them. And, you know,
sure,
seems like we're always talking about people and reasons to be depressed. But there's a reason to be depressed.
You got to move to the back of the line.
Yeah, I guess there are bigger problems.
I guess it's what it seems like.
I don't know what else to say. I mean, I really would think depression would be a big topic right now. And I don't mean that. I'm not being a smartass.
I think it is, actually. I think you see that in certain places. There's definitely worries about that.
And they have said that depression drugs are up right now. Like, a lot of people are taking them, so.
Yeah. Mm. A lot of people are, I think it's event related. And
the weather sucks. Finally had some nice days here.
I know. And when it's nice, I think of all the people that would be at Mesa outside on the patio.
Always about to close.
So, yeah. Oh, well. Mesa's actually doing okay. I mean, okay. I don't want to get too excited here. But thank you to all the people who are going to Mesa. And they do have curbside pickup, by the way.
Yeah, it's very easy. I did it the other day.
And mocktails, if you want to just add the tequila
mocktails.
At home. Mocktails, yeah.
I didn't even know that existed.
I actually got some, so yeah.
You did?
I didn't know. Yeah, oh yeah.
I didn't even know.
I like their margaritas, so why not?
I didn't know what
tequila
a
tequila at home.
I've never heard of a mocktail. I've never heard of a mocktail.
I didn't really think it's bucking a cocktail.
Oh, I see. Well,
there's no booze. That's pretending it is a.
That's brilliant. Who came up with
cocktail?
That? Who came up with mocktail?
Some bixologist.
That looks delicious.
What bixologist came up with mocktail?
Does anything make you roll your eyes harder than when they call a bartender a mixologist?
Yeah, it seems a little much.
Hey, call yourself whatever you want. Call yourself a doctor of booze. I don't care, but it just seems a little ridiculous.
So I was supposed to mention something about Mesa today, and I can't fucking remember what it was.
It's delicious, and go order it. Are they having another event like Tiger King Trivia?
No.
Brandon's dying to hear about the sex tape story.
Yeah, what a tease.
Oh,
The Joe Exotic.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
I haven't seen this one yet.
That is some kind of story. Should we call Kyle Bogey?
Sure.
I was joking earlier before the show about Kyle Bogey. Not about Kyle Bogey losing his job, but just talking about Bort Beisner.
Yeah.
And Bort Beisner's work for Kyle Bogey.
Fun thing to say.
And someone sent me Kyle Bogey's phone number. And so I was joking about it. And then I realized that I accidentally called Kyle Bogey. So he may have heard us talking about him. I don't know. I don't think the call was going on long.
Mm.
I don't think so.
So is that the reason we're calling him, to see if he listened to the call? Is that what it is?
I did email with Bort Beisner, and Bort Beisner said he had talked to Kyle yet. But let me see.
Well, then you can ask Kyle if he's talked to Mort yet.
Let me check my email. Let's see.
He's probably golfing.
Oh, is this Kyle's number?
Yeah.
Oh.
Are you doing okay?
Hello?
Hey, Kyle.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Drew and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, man? We're doing our podcast right now. We want to see if you had a minute to talk. I tried to get in contact with Mort Meisner, and Mort said he hadn't gotten a hold of
you. I do appreciate it, and trust me, I'd love to, but I don't think getting into the details of everything is a good move for me just yet.
Yeah, I didn't think you would want to get into details, but that wasn't exactly... Anyways, no point. I get it. I understand.
Yeah. No, I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
The whole thing sucks.
Yeah, it's... Great time to be going through a contract,
Yeah.
I know. I've known for a few months here, so...
Oh, I'm sorry to hear.
It is.
Yeah, it is. I know. It's tough. Well,
as listeners, we were surprised.
I appreciate that.
Whatever that's worth. I don't know if that makes you... Does that make you feel a little bit better, Bogey?
A little bit, sure.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you at all.
No, I sparred with people, quite a bit. But, people reaching out the last 24 hours has been unbelievable. So, it's really nice. Flattering, but... See what's next.
Sparring makes sports radio go around. So
exactly.
No, it does. If you're not making people talk for the better or worse, then you're not doing anything. You're going right
100%.
Through them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anyway, well, keep us posted, Kyle. Let us know what's going on. Hopefully, you'll land on your feet soon.
Yeah, will do. I really appreciate it, guys.
Okay, man. And by the way, I've met your the mother of your soon to be child. Is that your wife?
Girlfriend.
Okay,
yeah,
I met
Audrey,
her. She's
from LA Fitness.
Yeah, she's beautiful and nice.
Yeah, I know. I'm lucky.
And she's probably Let's see. It's she's due in May.
May 10th. literally Ooh, wow. 7 to 10 days away. Yeah.
So she's hot, she's nice, and she's big.
Bingo. Until she has her, and then we're good.
No, she's something else. Well, good. Congratulations, man. I hope it all goes 100% easy breezy, and we'll talk to you some other time.
Awesome. I appreciate it, guys.
Okay,
thank you. If I save this number, what should I save it as?
Oh, just save it as the
studio
bat.
Line. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bat phone.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, cool.
Okay, man. We'll see you,
awesome.
Kyle.
Awesome.
All right, brother.
Appreciate it, guys.
Good luck.
Thanks. Bye.
All right.
Okay, bye.
That's about what I expect.
That sucks.
I get it.
What can you say?
Well, you know, he might have some severance coming or something, so hopefully, I hope he does.
Yeah.
If so not, he's going to get $962 a week.
So he's not allowed to talk? With the severance, is that what it is?
Yeah, that's usually good, though. That usually means they're paying you something or you have health insurance.
There's only one person who violated that. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Wait, that violated?
When 105.1 ended, part of the severance package was you're not allowed to talk to it until the severance is all paid.
Oh, and Tom Masway violated it.
Tom Masway violated it within a day. Within a day, to the point where I called him and said, Tom, you're not supposed to be saying this stuff. He's like, what? I'm like, didn't you read it?
Crap.
It worked. Yeah, they didn't ask for any money back or anything.
Damn it. Still ghosted, by the way. Still ghosted.
Wow.
Still ghosted.
Well, tell him if he ever invites you, just say, no, you know, I'm going to do Bogey's new show.
Yeah, I think I might.
Yeah.
Would people listen to Bogey's podcast? I think they would, probably, right?
I think so, yeah.
We could pull a younger audience.
Ooh.
He'll probably jump to TV.
Yeah. Oh,
Where?
I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, I've seen him pop on TV here and there. Why not? Sure. He's a young kid. He's got a drive. Yeah. He can carry a show. He'll be fine.
There's only one thing, though.
Galley better watch out.
Who's hiring?
That's what I mean, yeah.
Nobody's hiring right now. No. I'm not saying he'll never get a job. It's just the worst, worst time. That's why I just can't believe, and I wish Kyle could speak openly, I'd say, just say, can we just go like this for 6 months and come back to this? This is the worst time. This isn't even fair. I got a baby coming.
He did say that it's been going on for a while.
Yeah,
so I'm surprised, you know.
Well, that's what may have happened. They may have been tabling it, push, because those things can really drag on, and then it drags right into COVID-19. Oh, yeah. It's like, oh, man, and then they got to cut anything. They got to cut anything they can cut.
COVID-19!
And I bet you, I bet 97.1 will cut more stuff. Because
what else is there to cut?
Well, yeah, they're doing national shows for some of their time now.
That's what I was going to say. They could pick up national shows all weekend long, and then
that seems to work.
What the fuck can you talk about right now in sports?
Well, COVID-19.
Wouldn't they be better off just rerunning Valeni for 24 hours on the weekend?
No, you know, I don't know why they don't do that. Saturday morning, Stoney, the best of Valeni? I'm trying to program 97.1 for you guys. If you just listen, I could help you. They could pick up our podcast with permission from iHeart.
And then we can get Mike and Mike there in the morning for the morning drive, because Detroit loves them.
Since iHeart will only play us before 9 o'clock.
Yeah, they can have us after 9.
Oh, boy.
No, but I mean,
do you think iHeart would...
Two stars. Drew's not into it anymore.
That's why.
I will defend you in one aspect, Drew, when it comes down to the timing. A lot of people don't understand that a lot of the times when you ask how far in are we, it could be dependent on something that we're supposed to read for that time. It doesn't mean like, how far in are we? I want to go to bed.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, I mean, this is just not a good time to be doing a fun show. It's hard.
No.
I mean,
I'm having fun.
I think we can do it. It's harder. It's more challenging. It doesn't mean, Janine's going to be here in a minute. Oh, boy.
What?
Who?
Janine, she's delivering my testosterone.
Oh, hot.
Dr. Roche. GHB, it sounds good.
GHB is a date rape drug, isn't it?
Yes.
What about that black dude that had all that Cialis?
That's hilarious.
Janine is not delivering GBH or GHB.
LSD, PCP, heroin, cocaine. What else you want?
They're all out of it. She's delivering roofies. Is that the same thing? Is it the same thing, roofies and GHB?
Yeah, pretty much. Brandon,
don't act like you don't know about drugs when you do.
We got this weird thing from somebody yesterday who said, there's this noise in your show, and I don't know what it is, but it's... They seem to be distressed. Oh, okay. And so I sent it to Brandon, and Brandon has analyzed it.
I did. It was... Okay, it was an interesting email. This was from... Michael. Michael sent in an email saying, I keep hearing something over the course of the last couple months. It's a mystery noise coming from Trudy. And then he lists all these different shows and all
I didn't even know that existed.
And so I decided, all right, I'm going to at least check it out and see what it is that he was talking about. And then as I was dumping down some boner line calls, I also came across Michael's boner line message. You want to hear it?
Sure.
All right, here's his boner line message along with...
It's brought to you by Manscaped, the only men's brand dedicated to below-the-waist grooming and hygiene. The Perfect Package 3.0 kit comes with a new and improved lawnmower 3.0 waterproof, cordless body trimmer, and a ton of other liquid formulations to round out your manscaping routine. The third-generation trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to prevent manscaping accidents. How about that? How many balls have been saved by Manscaped? Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Drew at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code Drew. God, people are good about using a code, too. Mm-hmm. We had a bunch of people used it for the Death Wish coffee.
Yeah.
And they keep track. And so it's
well, I hope they're still telling people when they check out at Meijer, you know, the person checking you out is not going to have a clue.
They have to say Drew 15.
Yeah.
And they know everyone at Meijer.
As long as you speak it out loud.
Yeah. And at Kroger, too, it works.
Yeah. We're not getting credit for those sales.
No. So anyway, manscaped.com with the promo code Drew 15. Not Drew 15. It's just Drew.
Drew. Yeah.
They bring you this boner line event.
Something that drives me crazy is when it appears that Trudy is laughing and exhaling cigarette smoke at the same time. I'm actually going to email you some data for 6 to 10 dates and times of when this happened, and it drives me crazy. So,
Pretty Woman. Do we have to leave Pretty Woman on the list just because... I don't know. I just don't think it's that great a movie.
You should have said that.
The most...
You're going to pull out the, why? Because I'm gay line.
To me, the most amazing thing...
It's just a bad campaign.
I think she's as Native American as I am.
She is.
You want to hear more of it?
Yeah, just a little bit, sure.
Let's pop anywhere. I'm going to pop 33 minutes into today's episode.
They're one person.
Oh, I guess so. But I feel like...
I am complicit. You're right.
How dare you?
Did you go to Louis C.K.? Oh, is KFA? Do we have the post just in and of itself?
It's edited because there's like a lot of long silences, but...
What a content creator.
What's this guy been in trouble for before?
He dry gulched you?
I want to say drug, but no, didn't he hit somebody else at a concert?
I mean, exactly who do you work for?
Work for the Nova Express Times. It's a newspaper, sir.
I'm blow!
There you go.
That's funny. I've never noticed that.
Me neither. Wow.
I know, the eagle ears, the rabbit ears, the elephant ears.
It's an exhaling laugh.
Wow. And I also have a boner line since we already plugged Manscaped. Do you want to let that sucker rip?
Yeah, sure. Let the boner line go.
Just wanted to say, Mark, my family washes our towels after every shower.
Well, good for you.
Audio separated at birth. Elizabeth Smart's newly gay father and Alaska.
How do you cure being gay?
I didn't even know that existed.
Audio separated at birth. The fellow who said, I missed out, man, and Mike Clark.
I missed out, man.
Yeah, boy.
The Trent Bolte doppelganger.
Yeah.
When he says, I missed out, man, that almost sounds like Mike Clark.
I missed out, man.
Oh, for God's sake.
Alaska, he sounds kind of like Mike Clark.
What? I'm a weirdo and kind of a pervert, I guess.
I want to be a pilot.
That's the Alaska guy. And a gay Mike Clark.
It was always my dream to work in a porn store.
A bend over lover boy.
That sounded like Mike Clark for sure.
What? I've never even been up there.
That's the biggest disaster possibly ever.
You're talking about Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un.
That matherfucker is as dead as Kennedy, dude. Come on, man. You know that.
Oh, no.
Matter of fact, I'll bet you a half ounce. And I know you smoke pot, so don't even fucking try. But... Yeah, he's dead, dude. Come on.
Don't act like you don't know about drugs when you do.
Kim Jong-un.
Kim Jong-un.
What kind of shithole country do they have that he has to take a choo-choo train? a choo-choo train. He can't even give him a private jet. He's got to go around in a little choo-choo train.
Oh, no. Come on, young.
If the Beatles somehow came back to life, boring, and they're playing right down the street at the Magic Bag, boring, Drew could go for free, but it would be wall-to-wall people, absolute packed house.
Told you.
Would Drew go? I want to know how serious he is about the social distancing.
I do not want him coming out on stage unless he's hard.
The Dream Cruise isn't canceled. It should be. It should be canceled forever. We should cancel all recreational traffic.
That's a hell of traffic.
But you've never seen a fucking Corvette before.
Oh, it looks like a race car. I bet it's quick.
Audio separated at birth. Drew, at 28 minutes, 59 seconds of the show reported on Monday. And Jerry Seinfeld in any agitated moment on his show.
Why did he apologize?
I don't know. It's so stupid. Why has this just gotten so stupid?
Audio separated at birth. O.J. Simpson and Dr. Hibbert.
Don't you go too far.
I'm just saying. Take care and stay healthy.
Bitch!
That's it for today.
I'm shocked at how many people had Alaska separated at birth of Clark.
That's amazing.
You know what the best part is? If Clark was alive, he would be so bummed that he sounds like him.
Yeah, it would be.
Can you hear him just laughing his balls off at that fact?
He'd be in the crying. Yeah, laughing. Boy. The first he'd couple times he'd be laughing, but by the fifth or sixth one, I'm not sure he'd be laughing.
No, you just hear him go, oh, come on. Hey, there is Oon.
No, for God's sake. There is
Oon news, by the way. Watching Trump's press conference yesterday, I think I played this for you, Brandon, during post-production. Yeah. There is a woman for some Chinese media outlet who starts asking a question about Oon in this letter he sent, which is the one we talked about.
No.
And Trump basically goes, no, he didn't write that letter. No, he didn't. Next question. Just totally blew the lady off, which... We were both like, okay, that means he knows Oon's dead or brain dead and clearly couldn't write a letter right now. Just letting it slip, right?
Wasn't he just trying to act like he knows something, but he can't tell us?
Oh, I think he clearly knows that he's dead. And now today there's satellite imagery, which why are we wasting our time putting satellites over North Korea, that they're planning this massive funeral parade for Oon, because there's nothing North Koreans love more than a parade. But you can see on the imagery from the satellite, you can see these things lining up and getting ready for this big, you know, celebration for his death.
Well, really? Because yeah. I'm still seeing all these different conflicting stories that he's just hiding from the coronavirus and that he is dead and his uncle's taking over and his sister's taking over.
Did you guys see that there's a run on supplies in North Korea too, which...
Supplies
like they're hoarding, you know.
Oh yeah,
because
like we are.
Because he died. Yeah, there's not that many supplies in North Korea to hoard, is there? That was kind of what I wanted.
Can you believe how brainwashed they are?
Yeah.
I mean, today I was reading about his train. You know, this is totally irrespective of anything.
Choo choo train.
Because I was fascinated by it. His father would only ride in a train.
Yeah,
he was like afraid to fly. Yeah. And so were Stalin and Mussolini, they mentioned, which I thought, God, these guys sound dumb, don't they?
Yeah.
Anyway, so Oon, unlike his father, will fly, and he's got some swanky private jet, of course.
It's not a piece of shit? I thought they were all pieces of shit.
I don't know, it was Russian-made, so maybe it is a piece of shit.
I think it's called Air Force Oon.
I like that. the funny thing about it is reading about it, it just gets so silly. First of all, it's khaki color, which is a weird color for a train. It's so heavily armored, it needs two engines, and it only goes 37 miles an hour.
What?
Yeah. And, of course, every country in the world has a satellite trained on his train.
On his train, yeah.
Because that's the clue to where he is most of the time.
Wait, if you can only go 37 miles an hour, why not drive a car? Because then you can turn and go anywhere you
want. Just have a drone over it.
Yeah.
Save some money. Send a drone. My God. You don't need a whole satellite for that piece of shit train. Goes 37. So it's talking about all the carriages, and it's got, you know, coral pink leather sofas and an all white conference room. And they probably have white parties in there, like Laguna Beach back in the day. Satellite TV, like that's a big. Oh, satellite TV.
Satellite TV. What does he pick up, and what North Korean stations does he pick up?
He can watch I Dream of Jeannie once in a while. And then, of course, the best cuisine, lobster, the finest wines. He likes Cristal. And then they mentioned that they have really hot conductors.
Oh, yeah.
And then
Yeah, that's right. Like, it's fully staffed with hot chicks, and they're there for his leisure, too.
He has, that's the Pleasure Brigade, who are young girls on call for sex and entertainment for Oon and whoever else he decides to, you know, share with. So, then they go on about how there's all this secrecy about the destination. I'm like, it's a train. It's going on a track. How many surprises can there be for this train?
You can see every single station along the way.
Plus, it's going 37 miles an hour.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that just doesn't seem like that many possibilities to me. I mean, if you're trying to be hidden or surprise people, it's not with a train. Forget about it. And then they have two trains that are crammed with bodyguards. I mean, it sounds like it's that party in Chicago, just full of bodyguards. And they have decoys. And then this whole thing about the Pleasure Brigade, which, of course, I was most fascinated by. It's like, God, to have a Pleasure Brigade, how cool would that be?
How much do you think Rodman dipped into the Pleasure Brigade?
Oh, I bet he was. I bet he got. Well, that's why he's so loyal to the guy.
Yeah, probably.
Anyway, Kim.
I'm so happy.
When his father died, he said that he was dropping the Pleasure Brigade. And people are like, oh, well, there's an obligatory three-year mourning period. He's probably observing that. And then when the three-year mourning period ended, he restarted the Pleasure Brigade. But I just thought it was classy that he observed the three-year mourning period.
Pretty amazing.
And went without the Pleasure Brigade for all that time in a classy tribute to his father. Pretty cool. I mean, I don't think of him as a classy guy, but I thought that was really...
He's a sharp dresser.
That was classy. Anyway,
can you take care of your father?
Can you take care of that? I'm gonna go do some show prep.
Oh, in the bathroom?
No.
Oh, okay.
Outside.
Oh yeah. Well, you gotta get your roofies.
That too.
Hey, let's see. I need to tell you about Grow Green. Is it now the time you're gonna be planting all your plants outside? In GrowGreen, they buy in bulk and they pass their savings on to you, the grower, with insane deals like bags of Mother Earth cocoa with perlite. I hope I'm saying that right. Mother Earth cocoa with perlite for $12, bales off Pro Mix for $25, and bags of Dairy Dew, Seed Starter, and Veggie Dew for only $10. Of course, they do delivery.
Did you know that Snoop Dogg smokes weed?
No way. Delivery and curbside pickup available. Click growgreenmi.com. That's growgreenmi.com.
Way more people enjoy marijuana than you think, okay?
So, Brandon, while he's gone, do you want to hear about the Joe Exotic sex tape?
I do, because he decided to throw it up there, serve it up, and then bolt.
Maybe he gets too excited and he can't handle it.
So who is it with? Which husband?
Well, so it actually came out a little while ago, right at the end, where even Tiger King was hitting its apex. Jeff Lowe decided to come out and said, oh, yeah, you know, there's tons and tons of sex tapes and hard drives of Joe Exotic and his husband's. He just made sex tapes all the time. And I kind of took it as like, is he just trying to slam Joe Exotic again? Is he just trying to slander his name and kind of ruin him?
Well, real quick, part of me kind of thought that his husbands were heterosexual. I mean, we know that
because
at least bisexual, because they ended up with women oftentimes. And then we also knew that Travis was banging everything that was at that park. Mm-hmm. So I kind of took that as they weren't having a sexual relationship, but it appears to be.
Oh, I always thought they were having sexual relationships for drugs. Like they would do a bunch of meth. And then those, like Joe would blow, I don't know, whatever they do. So apparently he had this sex den in the zoo where he had piercing parties, and that's where he made his sex videos with his husband and other men. It's now abandoned. Employees trashed it while celebrating his departure from the zoo. The house still has some of the Tiger King stars' clothing hanging in the closet, and dishes remain on the counter 2 years after he left, fleeing the FBI. Let's see.
I'm here for the gangbang.
Old Bill.
Wait a minute. Wait. I thought Jeff Lowe owned it. Didn't he?
He did. He just left this house be as it is, I guess.
Okay.
So, yeah, the other thing they also, this is all coming from Jeff Lowe, that he used stuffed animals as sex toys
And hope you brought some condoms.
Tons of drug use, but the reason I'm bringing it up is because there's actually photos from inside, and I've never seen, even in the documentary Meth Storm, I've not seen a dumpier domicile than where Joe Exotic was living and having sex in. It's worse than that hotel room where the lieutenant governor of Florida? Or the guy that was running for
Gillum.
Governor. Gillum, yeah, that hotel room. That was a total disaster.
Oh, that was nasty, because that one, they showed the bed, and you could see that there was water spots or something was wet. So you knew that some crazy shit was going on. Plus, there was puke and blood, feces all over.
This one picture of this house where he lived with John has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 prescription pill bottles just laying on the floor.
Where are you seeing this stuff?
Well, where else is all the good news? Daily Mail.
Can't find it
inside Joe Exotic. We'll link it on the site, but what I can't think of a bigger shithole that we've ever seen than this little bungalow.
Okay, I'm looking at it now. It's very it's pulled right out of Cops.
Yeah. So I don't know. Was that kind of a letdown? Did you expect me to say that there actually was a sex tape of Joe Exotic?
I don't think I was looking forward to like necessarily watching it. But after seeing these photos, I see why you brought this story up. Hey, there's an arcade game in there. A couple of them,
I know.
Too.
Is it Frogger? I thought it looked like Frogger from a distance.
It's like a Space Invaders type of game here, but he's also got the big buck, the one where you shoot the gun.
Hunter. Yeah. You know what? You brought up a good point. Why hasn't Jeff Lowe just destroyed that house and got rid of it?
So this house was on that big, property and he just left this house. Okay.
Yeah. What a dump. Everybody in that documentary is just a dump.
Wow, look at that box of porn.
What? I didn't see that picture.
Oh, yeah. There's stacks and stacks of gay porn magazines.
Ugh.
Wow.
Well, to each his own, I suppose.
Good and what's this? This one looks like it's a DVD.
It's called Nude and Rude, directed by Carl Stanion. Handjobs magazine just stopped publishing.
I love that they're... was a magazine devoted strictly to hand jobs. Just one magazine.
And it also has pictures of Joe Exotic with John, who famously was shirtless and toothless in the documentary Tiger King. Well, the pictures here, they're showing John before he lost his teeth, and he looks awfully young.
He's looking pretty
hot. Wild.
You know, he's got a kid. Is that going to be hard for him to hide this documentary from his child as his child gets older? Can you imagine?
Oh, no. He's already embracing it. He's selling cameos.
Oh, God. Yeah, you know, I get emails from Cameo where they're pushing it out. Like, hey, check out this person. Check out this person. They were always pushing the Tiger King people. Now, the big push for to get a cameo.
Too hot to handle.
Too hot to handle. All of them out there. Fantastic show, by the way.
I watched a little bit more of it. It gets a little ridiculous. Patrick Mahomes makes an appearance, which is crazy.
Wait, what?
Yeah, doesn't he come in there in like episode 5 or 6 and he becomes a cast member?
Is it a guy that looks like him? I honestly haven't gotten that far.
Oh, no. You'll see Patrick Mahomes pretty soon.
Patrick Mahomes is not... He's not...
Way to not even know the show.
He's not too hot to handle. I'm only 5 episodes in. Other things took priority and I was kind of done with it, to tell you the truth. That's the problem with dropping a reality show in every single episode, that if you go away from it, you're not going to come back to watch the final episodes, I don't think.
Well, the few people that
just look online
as far as I've gotten,
happens.
They know that Patrick Mahomes, or at least a Patrick Mahomes doppelganger, shows up and tries to throw a wrench into everything. But
oh, great. Damn you, Mahomes.
Did you at least get to the part where they broke the golden rule, somebody they banged?
No, who did? Wow, you're way ahead of me.
Spoil it for you.
I don't care. I'm never going to finish watching Too Hot to Handle.
The hottest chick.
Oh, Francesca? Who'd she bang? Dave? Harry?
Goofy.
What's his name?
I don't know their names.
Wait, Kristen's watching Too Hot to Handle?
Harry.
Brandon's further than I am in the series because I kind of gave up.
Oh, cool. I didn't realize Kristen was that into it.
She's watched more episodes than I have.
Okay.
What was the last thing she watched?
Like
that
the way
you chose?
Took her lead.
Wait, what?
What was the last thing that you guys watched together that you chose?
I normally choose all the movies. The last thing we watched was Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and she hated it.
Really? Did you like it?
Ages ago.
I thought it was okay. I didn't think it was as good as it was propped up to be.
I thought the soundtrack was fantastic, by the way.
Sure.
I saw a list today of the top 50 soundtracks of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was miffed because I thought that movie had a great soundtrack for one. And they also didn't have Valley Girls or The Last American Virgin. But I thought, oh, are they just keeping like schlumpy movies off this list maybe?
No, I think if the soundtrack's good, the soundtrack's good. I gotta believe Singles is one top five.
It wasn't even on it.
What? This is a shit list.
And A Hard Day's Night was like 26, and I'm like, 26th? It's the fucking Beatles. How can you say it's 26th?
Where's this list from?
I think I saw it on Facebook. Purple Rain was number two. Freddy's Dead was not Freddy's Dead. What's the movie?
Freddy got fingered.
No. This is a blaxploitation film, I believe. No, it's an old movie.
Right, said Fred.
Oh, blaxploitation.
Yeah, it was a blaxploitation movie with Freddy's Dead in it. Hmm. And I don't know. The list made me more mad.
Singles not be on there.
That's crazy. And they it's funny because when they
was Reservoir Dogs or Pulp Fiction on there, because those are great soundtracks.
Pulp Fiction was top 10, I think.
Was it?
Yeah, they had a lot of good ones in there, but I just thought they missed a lot.
I was thinking of the Pulp Fiction one because the Statler Brothers, remember the Statler Brothers?
Yeah,
they're one of their songs I think is on that soundtrack, and I only know about them because I think my mom used to listen to the Statler Brothers as a kid because they're country. They're kind of like Alabama.
Come on, Yolanda.
Yeah, for that period.
But they did Flowers on the Wall, right? Watching Flowers on the Wall.
I don't remember that
What?
Tune. I don't remember that track, man.
What? Yeah, you will. You will.
Do I want to?
Yeah, it rules. There you go.
I keep hearing you're concerned about my happiness.
You really don't remember this at all? Brandon, do you remember this?
Boring.
I don't like it. I'm just saying.
In your shoes,
you worry not.
While you and your friends are worried about me, I'm having lots of fun.
I didn't even know that existed.
I didn't even know that existed.
I missed out, man.
Okay, I think it's pretty clear we don't remember it.
Jerks.
Never heard of it.
Bunch of jerks.
I've never even been up there.
What does that mean?
So I went upstairs, and Janine did get here with my GBH, my GHB, and my testosterone. And
yes,
because
sir.
In Charlie Sheen's honor, I put a giant glob of testosterone
on
my
boy.
Arm. Just a huge glob.
Oh, didn't, boy. Prepare to be Pearl Harbored.
Can somebody please listen to, I felt like I should say, would somebody please get me a BLT? Water's rushing through the bedroom. Plumbing's burst.
Bert just sitting in the bed.
Could somebody please get me a BLT? He's just whacked out an oxy. He sounds so happy, actually. If he just had that BLT, it'd be perfect. Who cares about water? I'm on a bed.
Yeah, he's Burt Reynolds. He'll fix it later.
So, yeah, Charlie Sheen, when we interviewed him, and we were talking about the winning period, he said, didn't he say he was doing huge amounts of HGH and globs of testosterone?
Yeah.
But I think he said he put like a baseball-sized glob of testosterone.
Duh.
I still have a feeling.
And I was banging 7-gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed. I have one gear. Go.
I still have a feeling there's other things going on.
I kind of do, too. So I think I'm going to give up on the testosterone globs. But it's a cool idea to think that you're suddenly going to be that Charlie Sheen. Because he was... Whatever he was doing then, I mean, he's not dead. Seems like he had to do it again.
Winning.
What is he doing now?
I don't know. I think, strangely.
He's hiding from Corey Feldman.
Strangely, I think that whole winning thing, I think it wiped him out. It was like.
Like from public life?
It was like he was, if you know the movie Network.
Yeah.
You know, where the guy, these news anchors, says, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it. He asks people to yell out their windows and he just becomes this wacky shock news guy.
Yeah.
I think Charlie became that guy and it was really fun to watch, but it was our amusement and the people who hire people for movies just looked at plus the way he treated the guy at Two and a Half Men.
Well, I was going to say, it started with him trashing Chuck Lorre.
And that
why would anybody want to work with him?
That was fucking madness. And he sounded mad. The stuff he said about him was like, didn't he call him a Nazi or something?
Yeah. Isn't it weird to think like most of that started on the Dan Patrick Show?
Duh.
I remember that
call in again. He called it a few times in a week.
Yeah, that whole thing was so weird. And then he did that tour, and he's got the two girls. And I think people just said, I'm not insuring him for a fucking movie.
Yeah.
Because what has he done? He's done nothing. And
I mean, his, what did he call him? He didn't call him angels, did he? Did he have a name for those two idiots?
No, that's Corey Feldman.
Oh, that's Corey Feldman's angels. That's right. His goddesses. Thank you, Brandon. Yes.
Yeah, that was, you know, it's too bad because he's good. I think he, you know, I'd like to see him in a movie. I love Charlie. Should we call Charlie?
The run I was on made Sinatra, Flynn, Jagger, Richards, all of them just look like, you know, droopy-eyed, armless children.
Should we call Charlie?
We can, yeah.
What do we call him?
I'll pull up his number, Brandon. He's not going to answer.
Yeah, well, you never know.
I'll be happy.
Maybe Tony Todd will
answer. I'll be happy if Tony answers.
Yeah, Tony is the key. I was trying to kiss Tony's ass for a while, and it just seemed like it wasn't working. I was in communication with Tony.
Oh, no.
What?
The number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached...
That means there's some other bender in there that we don't know about.
Well, wasn't he trying to sell that house? Maybe he was just...
But you keep your phone number. He went on some hellacious
bender.
I always
thought that was a landline.
There's people who are pissed at him.
Wow, yeah.
It's, you know what else it sounds like? Sounds like he's... paring down his lifestyle, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
He's on Cameo, right?
Is he still?
No.
Yeah. Yes, he is. Check it out. I bet she is.
I didn't think he was.
I thought he was. He was selling. Remember, he was buying all that crazy memorabilia like Johnny Depp times 10?
Yeah. Yeah.
He was been selling it all. Been selling a lot of that stuff.
It's temporarily unavailable.
Well, hey there. It's Charlie. Welcome to Cameo. I am thrilled to be here. I hope... You are
He's
as well,
not thrilled
so I'm
to be
welcoming
here.
Us both to Cameo. You get it. Anyway, a couple of things. Yeah, if there's a name that's hard to pronounce, just...
Hey, Brandon,
just
can you just play a cameo that he did? Phonetic. I just want to hear how awful it sounds, because I hate hearing people like him kiss people's asses. It's just, it just hurts. Maybe because I picture myself doing it. How can Charlie Sheen be cameo desperate
Eli,
and I'm not?
How are we doing? It's Charlie. So I got to just say thank you. Thank you for your patience and your understanding. I had two very sick kids, and and I had my hands full with that. So
he was on a bender.
So I apologize if this is getting to you late, but
I really need the $300.
Again, that was very nice of you to understand. So Eli. happy 25th birthday! Not only from myself.
Sounds like Clark with Bowie tickets.
your beautiful fiance Gemma, and your adorable daughter Arna, and let me just say, may your birthday be as amazing as you are. I gotta tell you, I see great things for you. You
is that why this is fun to make celebrities do this?
Is he starting to look like Corey Feldman?
And, let me see.
And I wish diamond tiling and waterproofing
I think
great
I look-
success.
Oh, no.
Move forward with confidence and courage and pursue your goals.
Oh.
That said, have the best birthday, my man. Right on. I'm out.
He looks good, actually. Doesn't he look good?
Yeah. Depending on when that was done.
I mean, for a guy who has lived the way he's lived, he looks really good.
Oh, you like what you see, huh?
I do. No, I'm amazed. Why is Magic on TV? What's happened to Magic's head?
It's, I don't know. It's getting rounder.
Big getting Magic really Johnson. What has he done?
Oh, it's during Bernie Sports.
We have the Donald Sterling affidavit, don't we?
Yeah.
Magic Johnson is irrelevant in this thing.
That's funny. Today is the 6-year anniversary of his deposition being released publicly. His big deposition for, let me make sure I know what it's for here. He had to pay his mistress for sex in 2003. So this is well before all the other great things we know. Him and his wife sued Alexander Castro to recover property that he gave her during the course of the relationship. So V. Stiviano wasn't the first person he gave shit to. That Shelley made up.
He's a Native American giver.
I don't care. I didn't care.
Hey, is it okay to say a Native American giver? I mean, that even sounds shitty, doesn't it?
It sounds worse in a way.
I'm sorry.
Maybe the Native Americans will fight the Indians about who gets that name.
There's no African American. Never mind. Whatever.
I mean, this deposition is just so ridiculous. When you think of Donald Sterling, who is, I mean, I got to believe a 25-year-old attractive prostitute, you know, who probably wants her drugs really bad. When Donald Sterling pays, it's just got to be one of those, I'm just going to blank out. I'm going to go somewhere else.
I made
else.
A terrible, terrible mistake.
Excuse me, I got to go to the bathroom. They'll shoot up in the bathroom before so they can just kind of zone out.
Mm-hmm. So this was the lawyer saying something about, I know I've exhausted your memory on that. I don't even know because it picks up in the middle. And he says, I haven't exhausted my memory at all. All this woman did was call me every other day and ask me if she could suck me, if I could come in and give me a trick, or if she could lick me.
Wait, but he's giving her shit, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so she wants something.
Those were her favorite.
I don't think that's the answer.
She should get something.
Why, for sucking him?
Yes.
If she could come in, give me a trick, or if she could lick me. Those were her favorite words. That is all she ever said.
Well, she was speaking his language. She didn't want to waste time, you know, with the chitter-chatter. She just wanted her shit.
How often were you seeing her during that period? The three-year period of time up until August 2002, how often? And then his lawyer objects, and of course he just comes flying in. She said that she needed a certain amount of money, and that with all the men she was having sex with, she would like to have at least, she said, fooling around is what I would call it. She said, I like to fool around maybe four or five, six times a month. All I need, you know, a few $1,000. So sometimes I would see her for a few times a month, and sometimes I would see her more. Sometimes I would see her less, but she would always say, you owe me $500 for that trick.
He's got AIDS.
So the next question is, but you traveled to Europe with her, right? And he said, for sex. I traveled with her for sex. I didn't go with her to an attorney's conference of any kind. It was sex. And she wanted to have as much sex as possible because she felt she could get paid every time. But I took all of these nine sex pills. No, I took all of these nine pills a day and I couldn't have sex. I'm 70 years old. So she would say, let me give you oral sex. Please let me do something. Did you say yes or no to that? What's that, Brandon?
Is there a name attached to this one? This isn't V. Stiviano.
No, that's what we were saying. It was Alexander Costa. That was the first one that he sued to get the property.
Oh, that's the name of the life support system attached to this vagina?
The one that liked to lick him.
Or this mouth.
Yeah. Did you say yes or no to that? Sometimes I said yes. Sometimes I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't. I didn't have the energy. And I take all these very high, these pills for
hypertension. How much work does it take to watch her do that?
Well, I think he wants to be hard and he can't do it. But whenever we traveled anywhere on the trip, she kept a record and she told me how much I owed her and I paid her. I paid her for every time we ever fooled around. Well, how much? Well, we had an unset amount. It was like $500 every time. Let me go to the next page.
Man, isn't it weird to think about people living in that world?
I know.
Just having so much money that some girl calls up and goes, thank you, Dick, whenever I can. And you're like, I got so much money, I don't know what to do with it.
I never dreamt that this could happen.
I'm with this old bag. So, let's talk about this.
So they're talking about going to Europe, and he says, the question is, yeah, on the same airplane, that is what I meant. Didn't you travel? And he interrupts. He says, we went to Paris to have sex together.
Hoo-wah.
You didn't travel to Europe together? When you say travel together, we were on the same airplane. We were going to Paris to have sex. You really have to be in Paris.
If he's out of energy, why is he going all the way to Paris? Why just stay there? And you probably get it up better.
Yeah, and you remember that? Well, that was the most exciting part of it, to have sex with her. And that trip to Europe, your recollection is that you didn't forget about that exciting trip to Europe sometime after. And then he interrupts the question again. It's because she wanted to have sex on the airplane. And she went into the bathroom. And then I didn't go in there because I wasn't physically able to. And she came out and said, I want to have what they call 5,000 foot or 10,000 foot or 20,000
It's called the Mile High Club, slut.
Or some expression.
How does this whore not know what that's called?
Well, I don't think...
I would take a recess to find out why she doesn't know what the Mile High Club is.
I don't think he remembers what she called it.
Right.
She just wanted...
Why don't you take your floppy penis and go home?
Then I would take a recess to find out why he doesn't know. But I would take a recess.
And she wanted me... to have sex with her in the bathroom on the airplane flying over there. Sure, I remember that. Most people don't have sex in an airplane flying over 20,000 feet.
By the way,
she said it is a club. Once you do it, you become a member of the club.
Isn't this a quote. Isn't this just an excuse for her to make $500? She doesn't want to go anywhere near his dick. His dick is the last place in the world she wants to be. But it's $500. So she's like, oh, I want to be in the Mile High Club so bad.
And then this is how he described the situation.
It is hard to get it aroused, but we got it aroused.
Ugh. And he actually believes it. She bugged me to get it on the fucking bathroom. I couldn't get it up.
Every time that girl saw me, she grabbed my body. She wanted to pull something and have sex.
She was able to hallucinate that his penis was money.
And you stayed overnight there, right? I may have. And you saw her closet? No, I never saw her closet. You stayed in the bedroom, didn't you?
I don't care. I didn't care.
I think her closets are... I don't know where her closets are. They're in the den or something. Or in her office. Why would her closet... I'm sure there's a closet in every room.
In the hell are you talking about?
But you think I would go into a woman's apartment? I'm interested in sex. The minute I walk in, she's got this dirty video on the TV.
Hot.
The filthiest, dirtiest, ugliest video. That's supposed to get me hot. I get in. I look at the video. I say, boy. And she said, look at that video. That should really arouse you. Then I have sex with the girl. Now
it's called Nude and Rude, directed by Carl Stanion.
Now I'm going to go spend some time looking in her closets. Maybe you think so. Maybe you think you would, too. I didn't. Did you ask her to turn off the video because it was too vulgar? No. I will admit, I did not ask to turn off the video, nor would you have.
They broke the closet door.
His deposition is so wacky that I think it almost helps him.
Oh, he is wacky. He's almost like Trump in that he doesn't matter. He doesn't care what he says. There's only one time he started saying something and realized he probably shouldn't be saying what he was saying, and that was something about there's no African American.
And that was about the 99th time.
There's no African American. Never mind.
He had delved into that area so many times, he finally figured it out.
Only time he's ever censored himself. I will admit, I did not ask her to turn it off, nor would you have. I mean, this was some video. She said... Mike Tyson got them for her.
Is that someone we want to respect and tell our kids about?
Why are you bringing Tyson in? Did you ever ask her to go to a doctor and talk about whether she could become pregnant? That is so absurd and so ludicrous.
That's a stupid remark.
Here a man is having a relationship, sex for money with a woman. He is quietly concealing it from the world, and he wants that woman to go and find out how she can get pregnant? Of course not. Absolutely not. It's ridiculous.
Then he catches HIV.
It's ludicrous. It's absurd. Absolutely. I think he's got a point there.
Yeah, I agree with him.
I never paid her $15,000 a month. I paid her $500 a trick. He loves beating it into that. These were all tricks.
Mm-hmm.
She's a prostitute. Every time she provided sex, she got $500. And then at the end of the week... or at the end of the 2 weeks, we would figure up, and I would perhaps pay her then. Other than the videotapes, you saw yourself at her apartment in Beverly Hills. I want you to explain how I can get $15,000 a month when I'm paying her $500 for sex. I wish I was a man who had that capacity. That's from Donald Sterling's mouth in a deposition.
It's funny that he obviously, you know, keeping up with this girl is quite a challenge for Sterling, yet he really wants to.
Yeah.
He wishes he could.
Sure. Let's see. As a result of that trip, did you remember, I've been here 5 or 6 times. I forget which trip this was. I think he was filmed at her apartment building.
Hot.
And he said that, and all reviewing all the exhibits and video and all, I think I have been there. I don't know what that has to do with paying for sex and having sex for money, but it doesn't matter if I've been there or if I haven't been there. That woman wanted sex everywhere. She wanted it in the alley, in her car, in the elevator, in the upstairs seventh floor, in the bathroom. I mean, and then he gets cut off by another question.
Well, it's really a matter of if somebody's going to give you $500, you'll take it anywhere, anytime, any place, especially if you need drugs.
I like to help minorities.
Let's see. Okay, did you ever buy a present for her? Do you want me to give an example of any present that you can recall? I think every time I gave her money, it was a present. So you thought you were always giving it to her, making a gift to her. Is that right? Not a gift. I was paying her. It was exchange for sex. It wasn't a gift. It wasn't giving her money. It wasn't kind of contradicting.
He's very well coached.
Contradicting himself now?
A little bit.
It wasn't giving her money without performing something for me. And if it wasn't good, I wouldn't give her anything. It was money for sex. How can you say it was a gift? If a man had an affair with a prostitute, is that a gift? It is not a gift.
This explosion comes on his desk.
And then they ask in the next question about, did you bring credit card records here? And he just, I'm in the midst of explaining my answer. Money for sex is not a gift.
Such a stupid remark.
I don't know. That's Donald Sterling. Yeah. What a winner, man. Isn't it weird to think that he had to sell the Clippers?
Big Magic Johnson. What has he done?
It is. It's kind of the beginning of the insanity in a way.
Yeah, well, the NBA always wanted to get rid of him. You know, yeah. He was a slum lord. But then, you know, of all the people that take someone down, V. Stiviano took him
doesn't
down.
Doesn't do anything.
Can you Google her? I just wonder what V. Stiviano's doing.
She's probably an Instagram model.
Yeah, with 3 likes.
Maybe.
I just can't believe she's an influencer now. That would be perfect, wouldn't it? Although the influencers are going through a tough time.
Well, those masks. I mean, those masks would be a hot commodity right now.
Yeah.
I'm Mr. Sterling, everything. I'm his confidant, his best friend, his silly rabbit.
She could get on TV donating her
mask. I'm Mr. Sterling's right-hand arm, man.
Oh, my God, what a moron. But that was a blast when all that stuff was happening.
Oh, yeah, that was a high point.
She has 52,500 followers.
And how many likes does she get on a typical post?
394, 321.
That's not so many. Are they good posts?
242. Well, let's see. Here's one.
Oh, let me see.
Ooh. Looks like you're keeping your bod pretty tight.
Ooh.
This is just a picture of her face.
Hey, do you remember last night?
Boring.
When is there anything else?
The first comment, surprised you didn't make this about the Clippers. That's her most recent post. She's going to follow her forever.
It's so ridiculous. Someone just thought to type that in.
Oh, there's a picture of her.
Or did they just start following her?
There's a video. There's a video of her. Oh, her body does look great.
She's got like that. You're keeping your body pretty tight.
Who wants to be Donald Sterling's sloppy seconds?
I won't belabor this point because I realize that I'm nothing without my following. And also, I think the point's been made too many times. I can't get over how dumb social media is. Like, remember when Justin Timberlake went in the stands and took a picture with that kid?
Oh, yeah.
And the kid had 200,000 followers the next day?
Yeah.
How many of those people are still following that kid? Is he an influencer now?
Well, let's check him out.
Because he's got hundreds of thousands of followers. I mean, isn't that just so dumb? People go, I took a picture with Justin Timberlake. I'm going to follow him.
Yeah, why would you want to follow him? Like,
because it's lunacy.
See, oh, there's the infamous picture.
The selfie kid.
Can you look up at the brat?
Yeah, Ryan McKenna is his name.
Is he an influencer? Has he got posts? Has he got advertisers now?
I bet you he looks weird because he's going to be so much older.
I know.
How long ago was that?
The word influencer is just so dumb. The other one is Instagram model.
Yeah.
I'd love to know how many people are called models now. Self-proclaimed. While you're looking, yesterday when you were leaving, for some reason, it just dawned on me that, oh my God, I have Hulu. I forgot about Hulu. I haven't checked Hulu in probably a month. So I can go on Hulu and there'll be all kinds of shit to watch, you know, which during COVID-19 is such a bonus to realize unscoured material. And I go on Hulu and after about 10 minutes, I'm like, there's nothing
on Hulu.
There's nothing. There's nothing on Hulu. Why do you exist, Hulu? You have nothing.
Yeah.
I was so bummed. I thought I can't leave Hulu without finding something. So I tried to watch, is it Rami?
Rami, yeah. Rami? Did you not like it?
I gave it like 3 minutes and I was out.
3 minutes.
I after 30 seconds, I thought, I'm not going to like this.
Really?
And I stuck around another 2.5 minutes and I thought, oh, well, I just wasted 2.5 minutes. I didn't
I'm
need
surprised.
To waste. I know. It was probably impulsive slightly.
I thought it was really good.
Yeah, I know. I just wasn't in the mood for it, I guess. It just seemed too challenging for my brain. So I found
that hard.
I found this.
By the way, Selfie Kid, 210,000 followers.
Oh, and yeah. how many likes does he get per post now?
Well, he has a lot of selfies with celebrities, so he gets upwards, I'd say, about 5,000 to 10,000.
Oh, that's become his shtick.
Oh yeah, he's got selfies with a lot of the Gen Z millennial stars.
Oh,
I'd actually say Gen Z more than anything. So but there's some rappers in there too.
This Putz kid, who just happens to be walked up to by Justin Timberlake during the Super Bowl. I mean, it was a total coincidence. He is an influencer because of that moment.
You got it.
How stupid! Wow. He decided to make
here he is
thing.
With Patrick Mahomes. Here he is with the
in
Jake
way,
Paul.
I kind of have to give him credit for turning it into something.
I'm really annoyed at the pictures of him taking a selfie of him in the celeb. So someone's taking a picture of him taking a selfie.
Right.
Oh, that's God.
Here he is with the Jonas Brothers. All right.
By the way, can he admit his privilege since he got to go to the Super Bowl and his parents obviously get him in front of all these celebrities? Because he was 10 or something, wasn't he?
It was only in 2018. I feel like it was so long ago.
So he's like 12.
2 years. Yeah.
A fucker.
I'm telling you, the one guy looks like, or this kid kind of looks like a young Greg Brady, a young Barry Williams.
Ugh. I don't want to be on a planet with that kid.
I want him to just take a selfie with you.
No. The answer's
what?
No.
You would turn down a selfie from a selfie kid?
I will not allow a selfie.
What?
Selfie.
Just for the joy of turning him down. Anyway, I settled on this movie about Nico.
Oh, yeah.
That hot singer that sang with the Velvet Underground, started a career, was a huge junkie, died at 49, fell off her bicycle, cracked her head open, died.
Didn't she date
Iggy Pop?
Iggy Pop, yeah.
Yeah, Iggy Pop bagged her, Jackson Brown bagged her. Who else stuffed her?
What are you laughing at?
Lou Reed stuffed her. Ugh. I think John Cale stuffed her.
Good for her.
Not to be crass, but her music was... Andy Warhol just thought, oh, my God, we have this beautiful girl in front of the Velvet Underground. They've got this cool sound. And I'm Andy Warhol, and I engineer these things, and it's great, and I'll make films of her, too. And she just became this horrible junkie. I don't know. She was kind of a racist nationalist.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's kind of she's a little nuts.
She's canceled.
And in the end, I couldn't figure out, how is she getting all these bookings? Because she essentially was down. She had nothing because she'd been a junkie for 10, 12 years. And she would run into, oh, John Cale, it's me, Nico. I look terrible. My teeth are falling out. Help.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And he helped her get a bunch of bookings. And she ends up, people are like, oh, I want to see the great Nico. And it's like, she plays a harmonium, I think.
What's that?
I don't even know what it is. I don't even know what that is. And she gets these pickup musicians who just go along because it's Nico. And, you know, she apparently sells tickets. It's just a weird story. And she's got a kid who's special needs who she turns on to heroin, too.
Oh, my
that was
God.
Nice. Good parenting, Nico.
And you said she died. She fell off, hit her head right on the bike.
And she was a complete bitch, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's well, like,
fuck this
wait,
chick.
You were hot 20 years ago. You could have been a bitch then, but not now. Now you're a fat middle-aged junkie. Stop being a bitch, bitch. There's this one scene. I then watched a documentary about her. I don't even know why. I'm like, why am I watching this?
I know.
A documentary.
The bar was so low because of Hulu.
This story about her looking for this house that she couldn't afford. And she's walking through.
What kind of story is that?
Oh, my God. We could rent this house to Nico. How cool is that? And they get upstairs, and Nico's like, can I use the bathroom? And she's in there for like an hour.
Oh, no.
So you either have this kind of bloated middle-aged junkie with bad teeth, either taking the worst shit ever in your bathroom, or she's shooting up and just crashed on the crapper.
Oh, man.
Which it turns out she was crashed from shooting up.
Well, if anything, it's kind of amazing that she...
What an honor. Nico crashed on my crapper.
It's amazing that she lasted as long as she did.
I know. It is amazing.
Yes. Yeah, it's hard to find good stuff on Hulu. I don't know. Most of it's stuff that's, you know, television series that have just aired.
It's just pack your bags. Pack it up, Hulu. Just pack it up. There's nothing there. You're terrible.
They have the Amazing Jonathan documentary. Did you ever watch
it? I did watch that. No, that was good.
Yeah. I really wish they would just consolidate. There's too many options right now.
I know, and there's too much shitty shit mixed up with the good shit. Makes it hard to find the good shit, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, get ready because there's more coming, isn't there?
I know, right?
The Peacock and then HBO Max. And
Why is HBO Max doing something? I pay for HBO. Do I automatically get HBO Max then?
No, because it's a separate streaming service. I mean, technically you pay for NBC, but you're not going to get Peacock. You pay for, you get CBS, but you don't get their streaming service.
But either. HBO is premium programming, bro.
I know. I don't even know what's going to be on it, other than didn't they pay way too much for Friends?
That's like if Sprint were to tell me, hey, get a phone. And, yeah, you got to get another account, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're going to find out that a lot of people don't want to keep these, but they have so many deals where you sign up for X, you're going to get it for so many, you know, a year or whatever, like we talked about with Apple TV Plus.
Did you hear the Lakers got $4.6 million in aid?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're giving it back. They're giving it back.
I know, because they got busted.
Yeah.
Not because they went, oh, no, we shouldn't be getting it. That's terrible. It's not like they just gave it to them and they said, no, they applied for it.
How did they apply for it? They're supposed to have less than 500.
It's some arm of the Lakers that has less than 500 people. And I don't know that the Lakers have 500 employees. I mean, do they have? Maybe not. Anyway.
I don't know.
Team's worth like $4 billion, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then Fisher Island got $2 million.
Yeah.
That's where Oprah lives. Yep. And they haven't laid anyone off.
Isn't it the most expensive zip code in America?
It's one of them. Yeah. I know. It's ridiculous. And you knew this shit was coming, right?
Yeah.
And then let's see.
How could you be disrespectful to Oprah?
Where's that headline? I saw a headline today that I thought was just.
Hey, I'm reading about HBO Max real quick.
Yeah.
Programs produced for HBO Max are dubbed Max Originals. They are divided into three categories: adult, kids and family. And you ready for this, Brandon? Mm. Millennials and Gen Z.
Oh my God.
You guys are gonna have your same programming, you and Gen Z.
Millennial and Gen Z programming is different than adult programming, huh? Adult programming gonna be some porno action? Are we seeing the return of skin flicks here? Because I might.
No, it's probably just gonna be Friends. They have Gossip Girl. That's fun.
Oh, God, no, it's not.
Oh, it's a reboot of Gossip Girl. Ooh, even more fun.
No, even worse.
Raised by Wolves. I think you'll be into that, Brandon.
Okay, maybe I don't want HBO Max, but I mean, it just goes to show. I mean, I can name you Hulu, Apple TV, HBO Max, Showtime, and you can get these separately from your cable, not to mention your cable and your antenna, but we also have YouTube TV.
But if you don't have HBO Max, you're going to miss out on programming like Grease, Riddell High,
Fire Sticks, and Disney Plus. It's ridiculous. There's so many of them.
There's nothing. There's nothing to watch.
I really just want to see what documentaries they're going to have coming up. Oh, I might have to get it, Drew.
What?
HBO Max is going to have a docuseries on Heaven's Gate.
Ooh. Oh, I'm in.
Drew's eyes just lit up. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Wow. Okay, they sucked me in.
Here's my favorite headline of the day.
Yeah.
I mean, just imagine this is a headline. Headline means it was a headline in the Daily Mail and probably other places too. And I'm just thinking the idea that this would be a headline someday is just very strange. But there are a lot of headlines like this. This one just seemed particularly a little prurient. Bella Hadid shows off her DIY bangs as she goes braless in orange crop top while isolating.
Oh, my God. How stupid.
I mean, it's like, I'm sorry, Bella. I realize you're not getting a lot of attention right now, but did you have to put out a picture of your DIY bangs in a braless, see-through orange crop top?
How's she look?
She looks really good.
Well, that's going to be the last attention she gets to that family, because as you're reading it, this headline popped up that Gigi Hadid is pregnant, expecting a baby with Zayn Malik.
Oh, so she's obviously has to do something crazy to get attention now because her sister's pregnant.
You're going to be the she's going to be like the most Mossimo. What's her last name?
Mossimo.
Olivia Jade's sister. Yeah, no one knows Olivia Jade's sister. Yeah, no one's going to know who she is.
No, her legal name has been changed to the less hot sister.
Well, Bella Hadid can't change it to that now.
I saw this story today, and it just blew my mind, and I came to an outrageous conclusion. Zoe Deschanel.
Yeah, and she's got a sister, yeah.
500 Days of Summer.
Yeah.
I love them. I don't know why I like that movie. It's so sad, actually, for the guy, but I still thought it was a great movie.
You really love that scene with when he dances to Hall & Oates.
Yeah, that's so glorious.
Actually, it's a good scene.
Anyway, do you know who her boyfriend is?
Yes, it's the Property Brother, isn't it?
Yeah.
How ridiculous. That's true. Jonathan Scott, you're not in her league. Are you kidding me?
No. I hate his face.
I declare her an orbit chick. She is an orbit chick. Any guy in her orbit can be her boyfriend. Jonathan Scott, the Property Brother. Yeah,
he's goofy.
What the fuck?
Any goofy looking too?
He's ridiculous. Yeah, yeah. I mean, if I... I'm angry about that. Actually, if there's anything that makes me mad today, it's that Jonathan Scott is banging Zoe Deschanel. How does he even have the audacity to do that?
Who's the brother? Who's the other brother banging?
I don't know. But he can now use, hey, my brother's with my brother's dating Zoe Deschanel. I mean, he can use that to up his game.
Let's see. He's
but
married.
She's got to be an orbit chick. There's no way she picked him. He must have been in her orbit.
Yeah, he's probably working on her house.
Probably.
Linda Fan.
Yeah, I'm looking at pictures of her now.
Such bullshit.
Yeah.
She's
fucking
cute.
Pissed. I can't. Yeah,
she's
I don't know
Zoe Deschanel, though.
I don't know if I can stay on a planet where Jonathan Scott is with Zoe Deschanel. I don't. The Property Brother, get out.
Oh, look at this picture, Drew. Here's all four of them hanging out.
Wait. The two brothers and the two girlfriends?
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
Fucking stupid.
God. This is going to hurt.
I'll be honest with you. I think.
Fuck you, Scott!
I think Scott's previous girlfriend's hotter.
What?
Jacinta Kuznetsov?
How is this guy pulling this ass? What's going on? I mean, come on. People email me. Isn't this outrageous? Are you appalled by this?
And you think his twin brother's like, hey, what?
That's his twin brother?
Yeah, aren't they twins?
Oh, God, yeah. They're identical twins. Yeah, they do everything exactly together except Jonathan doesn't do anything.
Well, the
and the other guy does all the work.
Jonathan's twin brother should say, are you out of your fucking mind? You're not even going to get hard for her. It's so crazy.
Jonathan's going to, please, dude, I obviously spit a better game. Because I've been nailing hot chicks left and right. So you think his other girl's hotter?
Wait, you know what? Now that I think about it, isn't, God, these two idiots. One of them does all the work. He's the one that actually works in the house, and the other one just sells it. I think Jonathan might actually be that guy. So he's allowed to have the hot chick.
He's the guy that sells or the guy that works?
He's the guy that works. Jonathan is.
Dude,
Deschanel should be with the guy that sells because he probably makes more dough.
His previous girl's hotter, I think, than Deschanel.
Really?
Yeah, look at her.
What is it about this guy? I got to study this dude.
He's got like a huge wang. The one twin's hung and the other's got a pin.
No way. Tough way to go.
Do they look a little bit like Tony Robbins? They have that,
way, is
that
Tony Robbins canceled? Is he just done?
He should be.
I know, but that story just kind of came and went. It's just weird to me how some people are just like, oh, you're done. And then the other guy's like, yeah, it was a while ago. And, you know,
breaking news.
He's a lot better now.
Breaking news. How's this for a headline? Jonathan Scott's ex-girlfriend, Jacinta Kuznetsov, is off the market 7 months after the split.
What? Who fucking cares? Who is she?
Brides Magazine cares.
Is she the hotter? The hotter than Zoe Deschanel?
I think she's pretty hot.
Let me see.
Yeah,
let me see
so.
This girl.
Well, there's a picture of her walking. There's oh my God.
How is he pulling these chicks?
I don't know. That's a filmmaker, Will Allen, her new guy.
Damn. Wow.
Wow, she's beautiful. Oh, is that him?
How come chicks are into this dude anyway?
I think he's into his hair more than any chick he's ever been with. Loves that hair.
Could Chris Illich slow down on my refund, by the way, for her Tigers tickets? Just take his time with that. And I was curious about...
Can the government slow down on my check that I was supposed to get signed by Trump?
I never got mine.
I know there's a lot of pretty upset people about that, but I was thinking about... Wait, the Red Wings? What about the Red Wings? Those games are, they're never making up those games.
No.
So I called someone I know who has has Red Wings tickets.
Is it rhyme with At Riley?
Possibly. and I said, hey, have you gotten your Red Wing money back? Like, not only have I not gotten my Red Wing money back, I've paid for half of next season.
Oh, really?
Oh,
and,
wow.
And here's the funniest part. Apparently, and I looked this up, he's absolutely not exaggerating. The NHL is still suggesting that they may finish the season.
It's April in the D, that magical month when the Pistons, Red Wings, and the Tigers are all playing at the same time.
Are you kidding me?
How do they think they're going to finish the season?
How many people, if the Red Wings were to play out the string, what, they had 11 games left or something? Really? Can you imagine how dumb that would be, them playing their final 11 games in August or something? Yeah.
And then starting up the season.
And it makes me laugh, too. I read a couple stories today about how, college football in the spring, it's a real possibility. I'm like, so they're going to make these guys who get paid nothing play a full season in the spring and the fall in the same year.
It's gaining momentum. Well, they already... Well, think about it, though. They already do spring practice.
It's just...
If it's in the same school year, kind of messes with...
Can they just stop calling them student-athletes? Can they just stop pretending? They're money machines.
Yeah.
Well, they really are.
When do you think the next time we'll see the big house have over 100,000 people in it?
Fall of 2021.
What a good question.
Thank you.
Fall of 2021.
That'd be my guess, but I wouldn't be so sure.
Depends on when a vaccine comes out.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they just start the season later and carry over.
By the way, athletes.
It'll be so cool.
I ran into a Facebook post where someone, and why they had to declare this, I have no idea, but they said, I want everyone to know that I am not taking the COVID-19 vaccine.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
And there were lots of comments from people saying, I will not either.
Let me guess, it was followed with, you fucking idiots. You don't take it. No, you're going to kill everyone.
Exactly.
I kind of leaned to the last hothead. But.
I was so unnerved. I actually started Google searching, trying to find a story. And apparently the no to COVID vaccine is gaining momentum.
Can we quarantine those people?
Yes.
Can we keep them away?
Yes. They need their own island with their own rules.
Hey, there's a really good documentary on Netflix. It's just a half hour about coronavirus. It's like very factual and what it is and how it.
I don't need to. I can't watch anymore.
It's really good. Except this is why I bring it up. They have all these experts on film from 2018, 2019, 2017 warning about it, including Bill Gates.
Of course. That's got a basement full of lobster.
So I saw a post from someone that's like, I will not take a vaccine made by Bill Gates. First off, Bill Gates is not sitting there making the vaccine. He's got a lot of money and he's funding it. Secondly, science doesn't care who's making the vaccine or paying for it. If it works, it works.
They wouldn't take a vaccine made by Melinda and Bill Gates. I would understand that. But a vaccine made by Bill Gates? I mean, you think he's a pretty competent guy. If he was actually making the vaccine, I'd be very confident.
You think the vaccine's that was made by Bill Gates. I'm going to fuck everybody up.
I really don't understand why there's cocaine with baby laxative or something. I don't know why that there's this huge conspiracy theory that guys like Bill Gates or other people that have become really successful through business and have become billionaires all of a sudden turn into these evil.
I can control the world.
I start thinking about Bill Gates up through that little chicken neck. Hopping her now, a little murdering eugenicist. You know how he walked like a demonic elf. Hey, Bill Gates.
I didn't even know that existed.
Does he really do that?
No.
I don't think
so. Not that I know of. But
Brandon, it's because people that have money have a lot of power, and people don't like people that have money and power.
Yeah, but usually people like being healthy if it's real simple and avoiding terrible pratfalls of illness.
No. But people believe Bill Gates is really evil. They believe Bill Gates is evil. Now, why would somebody want to create a virus and then create a vaccine to kill a bunch of people just because they got rich making Windows 95?
If someone said,
not much money in vaccines either.
I will not be among the first 100 people to take the vaccine. I would understand that. But to just say, I will not take the vaccine.
Like this tennis player.
It's like, you fucking idiot. Why in the world does what's his name? Novotna?
No, it's
he's the number one tennis player,
Novak Djokovic.
Okay. I mean, I would
he's
just think,
not number one. That's Federer, and I won't fucking take a vaccine.
Why does he feel the need? There is no vaccine. Yelling? There's no vaccine left. So you don't need to get all excited about not taking a vaccine that doesn't exist. You can tell us when there is one, and they tell you you have to take it. Then you can tell us you won't take it, and you can go
I
live with
even
all
know
the money.
That existed.
You can live on the money you've made up to this point on the no vaccine island. You guys can all get COVID, and
I don't understand
whatever.
Any of the conspiracy theories about
won't die anyway.
Coronavirus. At all.
It's
who
so
is benefiting? Who is benefiting right now for coronavirus? Not the Chinese. It's not the American government.
It's not the health. It's not the health world or the hospitals or, I mean, they're losing their ass.
No. So
yeah, but China got everybody to stop protesting.
But China's also had their biggest fall in their GDP in 44 years.
Yeah. Which is
worst quarter.
Really not too cool, but.
No, China I'm talking about. So why
I know,
would,
I
why
know.
Do that.
Also global.
China!
Yeah, the globalists, they just want to maintain control. Right. Keep you in your home so they can maintain control.
All right, get us out of here. And, you know, I had a message to Methane to come on tomorrow, although that guy that gave us a two-star review says that it's so 1998. Well, it was funny. Apparently, farts were funny until 1998, and then they stopped being funny.
When the new millennium hit, farts got played out.
Sure, you might agree with him.
He wasn't prepared for the flatulent bass.
How many streams?
I'll look it up. I haven't seen lately. I'll look it up right now on Spotify.
Brandon, if Chet Hanks has any new posts, we need them immediately on the show.
Okay.
By the way, did you know Chet Hanks got in a big to-do with Howard Stern?
No.
Yeah, Howard, I guess, saw him on the Golden Globes doing his patois.
Yeah.
Yeah, me daddy, but Thomas Hanks is up, tip him up. It's so fucking lame and stupid. It's like, you know, I think he should have been canceled for being dumb. But Howard is ragging on him like, oh, this privileged brat. What the fuck? Who wants him anyway? Or why are people even paying attention to this idiot?
Exactly. And what did Chet say?
You want to kick Howard's ass?
I know you love everybody.
He demanded to be a guest to have his side.
Don't you love it? Well, yeah, because he wants the attention from what Stern Show would give him. Don't you love it when people's default is, I'm going to kick his ass?
Yeah,
like,
no,
you don't know how to respond other than, I'm going to kick his ass.
He absolutely wanted to kick his ass. And he was livid. Oh, my God, was he mad.
Yoy.
I know. It's just so funny.
Yeah, you see why people are mad at Howard today?
Because he derag on Trump?
Yeah, and Trump followers. He wants them all to inject bleach.
Honestly, I don't know why you want to take on a group.
Well,
you know, Howard, though, it gets Howard's attention, so it probably doesn't hurt him. But I bet there's more Trump listeners to him than he might want to imagine.
Sure.
Anyway, all right. We'll see you tomorrow. Hopefully with me, maybe with me thing, unless it's played out.
This is it. This is the end.